is Rover's Morning Glory. Rover.
More serious now.
Doogie.
It's only going to get worse.
Dieter.
Why?
Charlie.
What a bitch she is.
And Jeffrey.
My brain gets short-circuited.
Streaming on roverradio.com. Rover's Morning Glory starts now.
Morning. What's happening? It is, Tuesday, May 1st, 2018. Good morning. It's Rover's Morning Glory. I'm Rover. Charlie is here.
Hi.
Dieter is here.
Yo.
Jeffrey is
here.
Yo,
what's up?
Snitzer is here.
Amen.
Morning.
Rough morning. Sorry.
We are all on board Rolling Glory 1, which is fueled by TA and Petro Stopping Centers. We're on the road. Heading down to West Palm Beach, I have to be honest, I have literally no clue where we are right now. Absolutely no idea. I couldn't tell you what city we're in, what state we're in. I could not tell you where we are at.
I think we're on a farm, basically.
Is that where we're
yes.
at? On a farm? There's not a lot around.
From the picture Snitzer had up. It was the first time I saw the outside today.
And it looks like a farm?
Yeah. I mean, that's it.
That's, yeah, all right.
That's about it.
Jeffrey's going to go out and milk some cows, right?
Yeah. No, thanks. Not a farmer.
Okay. maybe go to the chicken coop.
Oh, yeah. Funny. Real funny.
Anyhow, we're starting a little bit late. I don't know what was going on. Nothing here on Rolling Glory 1. There was some problem that they had in the studio back there. And what was the deal, Doogie? Do you have any idea?
I don't know. I actually don't know. All I know is thank you to Corey, the board op, for saving our ass, able to pull it through, and the engineers told him what to do, and it came back on.
Yeah, I think they disconnected something or something like that, maybe inadvertently, because they were not getting our audio from the bus, and we are
just nothing.
Yeah, they were getting our audio. We could not hear them in the main studio. Anyhow, that I believe is all fixed now, and a thing of the past. All right, so Doogie is in the main studio this morning.
Good morning, sir.
And Nads is in the fart box back in the main studio.
Hey.
And you're with us as well. 866-YO-ROVER is the number. 866-967-6837 is the number to reach us. You can also text us at that number. That comes on board in real time when you send us a text message. You can also tweet us. Just put @RoverRadio in your tweet. That also comes on board Rolling Glory 1 in real time. But the best way is to just give us a call. 866-YO-ROVER, that's 866-967-6837. So because we're all behind it, discombobulated, what would you call this, Jeffrey?
We just had a discombobulated situation.
Discombobulated situation.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of figured, well, you know, they had an Indians game last night they were broadcasting, so maybe there could have been something like... Maybe the board was not set up correctly.
Yeah,
he's
got
the
it
game.
All figured out.
You got the theory?
Yeah.
That was my theory.
Okay.
So, hey, I don't know. I mean, I don't know the nuts and bolts.
Didn't you go to radio school?
Yeah, but I never really had any of the hands-on stuff any of the technical stuff. I just trained to yap on the radio. So.
All right. Well, it's figured out. It's solved. And I guess since we're running behind, we're really about ready for the shizzy. This is always, you have to give Doogie about 10 minutes a heads up for her to put the shizzy intro and everything and get it all right.
Let's do it. You ready?
I don't think she's ready because you need to pot down the music bed that you have. She's going to forget about that when we go to commercials. She's going to hit that. That's not going to be popular.
Oh, you're right. Yeah.
I know how this is all going to work.
I am good.
And are you ready for the shizzy, Doogie?
Let's do it.
Hit the shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
A lot going on. I know you don't want me to do Trump news, Rover, but I have to because Robert Mueller, the special counsel investigating the Trump campaigns, the possible ties to Russia. So Robert Mueller recently gave Donald Trump's lawyers a list of questions he wants to ask the president, and the New York Times got a hold of that list, which seems to focus primarily on obstruction of justice. So here are some of the sample questions. How was the decision made to fire National Security Advisor Michael Flynn? What was your opinion of FBI Director James Comey during the transition? Explain what you meant when you told Russian diplomats that firing Comey took the pressure off. So these are just a sample of some of the questions that the New York Times got a hold of.
Yeah, there's like 50 questions that they have. And, you know, it's not so much these questions. It's really going to be the follow-up questions after he provides an answer that could trip him up.
Yes.
Trump's not happy with it. He's tweeted this morning, so disgraceful that the questions concerning the Russian witch hunt were leaked to the media. No questions on collusion. Oh, I see. You have a made-up, phony crime collusion that never existed and an investigation begun with illegally leaked classified information. Nice!
He's so full of crap. None of that is true. Literally none of that is true. The investigation did not start because of any leaked classified information. Investigation started before anyone had any idea about it. So I don't know what the hell he's talking about, but
we don't know who.
I don't know why he can't just shut up.
We don't know who.
It doesn't seem like
it
helps him when he does this.
No, it doesn't. Right, and it's probably I kind of doubt that it's the special counsel's office. They've been pretty good about not having any leaks. You want to know where a lot of leaks come from? The White House.
Oh, yeah.
Trump's people.
Yeah.
So if I were to guess, that's who I would say someone in that camp is who leaked this information. Go on.
Or how about leaking this information that White House Chief of Staff John Kelly is now denying the reports that he called the president an idiot. Who's leaking that information?
Oh, I don't buy that.
Come on, several times. There are reports from
What's
White House.
What's his face?
I'm telling you.
Was it Tillerson said something? Oh, Trump was an idiot.
Moron,
and then immediately he got ousted. I don't buy it.
No, he didn't immediately get
ousted. Okay, over time, though, he never recovered from that, Rover.
And he didn't deny that he didn't deny that he said it either.
I thought he did.
No.
He did say it, but he did not deny that he said it. He never denied it.
Making press conferences where he's like, I'm not going to dignify that question with a response, which means he called him an effing moron.
Yeah.
So why would this guy then do it?
Because he thinks
Trump's he's an effing moron and an idiot. Yeah, that's why.
Yeah, so we'll see what happens with the chief of staff. He has come out and said, that's not true. I never called the president an idiot. And according to these reports, the chief of staff also believes that Kelly alone, is the one saving the country from catastrophe. So not sure how president's going to like that report. Ashley Judd is suing Harvey Weinstein, and she's claiming the former movie star, or mogul, rather, destroyed her career. He stopped her from becoming a star. So she's now suing. She did an interview.
She was in a bunch of movies, for crying out loud.
She is a star.
Yeah, she is. He stopped her from becoming a star. Says, my God. Look, was the guy a creep? Was he a dick? Did he probably perhaps try to maybe block some of her efforts after she rebuffed his sexual advances? Maybe. But guess what? People do these kinds of things in life. You know what? There are people who have probably said, you know what? I don't like Rover for whatever reason. I'm not going to
help him,
give him this job, or I'm not going to help him, or I'm going to talk bad about him. That's what happens in life, you pussies. That's it.
Well,
I mean, she's going to sue over this? Get the hell out of here. She's ridiculous.
Yep. She says she knows for a fact that her career was damaged because she did, in fact, turn him down. So she says any money that she wins, if she wins the lawsuit, will be donated to the Time's Up Legal Defense Fund. Speaking of money, Charlie Sheen's in a little bit of trouble. He owes $5 million in unpaid taxes from 2015. That's the year that he revealed he was HIV positive. So remember years ago, Charlie was the highest paid actor on TV. He was making $1.8 million per episode from Two and a Half Men. And then he was fired in 2011. So that's when he officially became the all craziness. Crazy Charlie. That's the Charlie we got. So he really hasn't done much thereafter. So now we're learning that he owes back taxes. And then the next show, Anger Management, he did pretty well. It was still the fraction of his previous salary, but this past February, he put his Beverly Hills estate on the market for $10 million to kind of get some more money coming in. But right now, he owes the IRS $5 million, which is a ton of money.
That's insane.
Yeah.
$5 million.
When you were making $1.8 per episode back in the day. So, a Blac Chyna.
That's insane.
That is insane. She could be pregnant again. Her third kid with three different guys. She has been dating this rapper, and forgive me, Charlie, for saying his name, YBN Almighty J.
I don't know.
YBN Almighty J?
Yeah.
I've never heard of this guy. Is that his name?
That's what it says. He's only 18 years old, and she's 29. They supposedly met on a dating website, Christian Mingle. And now
what?
Christian Mingle?
Dude,
yeah, she's a Christian.
This is a fake story.
I've seen this a couple of different places.
No, that's his name. It says.
No, but they met on Christian Mingle? Seriously?
Well, he says that.
Then he also says that he won't use a condom when he's effing a bee.
When I'm effing a bitch, I don't wear a condom. But he met her on Christian Mingle.
Condoms, yeah, condoms are against
very
God,
Christian.
Yeah,
right. That's right.
Yeah, but he's actually following the Lord's.
What about calling a girl a bitch?
What about premarital sex?
Yeah,
with those bitches,
maybe.
Blac Chyna, remember?
Yeah, and if they break up, I was about to say if they break up, you know, Chyna's gonna get that child support.
Yeah. Oh,
okay.
Well, she's getting child support from two other guys.
From YBN Almighty J? Is that his name? Yeah, I'm sure he's loaded.
She has a kid with Tyga. She has a kid with Rob Kardashian. She just had that baby. And then now she's allegedly pregnant again with an 18-year-old father. And then finally, I'm a total dork with all of this, but congratulations to the five guys from the band NSYNC. They all appeared together for their star that was unveiled on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. And the crowd was insane. Even Justin Timberlake was there. All of them were there. They said that this was one of the bigger crowds that they've had when they were all together. I mean, it was both sides of the street closed down. So congratulations to the band. They got a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. There you go. That's the shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
People have called Rover a lot of things.
Rover, you suck. Rover, you're bald. Rover.
It all starts by calling the show. 1-866-YO-ROVER.
Rover, you sound too nasally.
That's 1-866-967-6837.
Jeffrey told us this morning he sleeps better on the bus than he does at home.
What?
For some reason. Yes, he says he's
on the bus?
Sleeps like a baby on the bus. I had a hard time sleeping last night. We're hitting rumble strips and... I mean,
I keep just thinking we're careening off the road.
I do too.
We're about to just hit a ramp or something and just go flying.
I really don't. Until the bus is parked, that's when I start sleeping.
Okay.
I think I slept for 90 minutes last night because the rest of the time, no, it's very difficult. But not for Jeffrey. You sleep like a baby, huh?
Pretty much. I mean, I know that, you know, I just because my bunk being on the bottom. And I'm feeling us going over the bumps and the rumble strips on the, you know, and I just don't let it bother me. I mean, I have full faith in the driver that we don't go careening off a cliff.
Do you even know him that well?
Huh?
Do you know the driver that well?
What's his name?
I don't know his name.
Oh, my God. I trust the guy with my life. What's his name?
Don't know.
No, so how loud is it at his house if he sleeps better on the bus with rumble strips?
You're right.
There was glass breaking last night, I thought I heard.
Oh, something in the bathroom is just, like, exploding. I don't know what's going on in the bathroom. There's like a metal thing clanging around. It sounds like a pinball machine in there.
Uh-huh. The toilet brush holder, I think, falls over and then just rolls. But it sounds like glass when it first tips over. And I was like, oh, my God, the windows are blowing out. It's that bumpy outside. But he got us here.
Yeah, whatever his name is.
Yeah, Bob, Tom, Chris, Norm. Norm.
Yeah, Norm.
Well, I don't know, but I'm just saying that I'm just glad we got here one piece, and we're all here, and we're doing a show. So
yeah, me too. All right, I am going to take a break because we got started a little bit late this morning. We had some sort of issue that they were having back in the main studio where they could not get the show on, but we are on this morning. So let me take now that we have everything situated, we can regroup here, get everything set. You can give us a call, 866-YO-ROVER, 866-967-6837. We will be right back after this on Rover's Morning Glory. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. Hurricane Jeffrey is blowing into your town. So board up your nursing homes, bingo parlors, and early bird buffets if you don't want your grandma getting pregnant. Now back to Rolling Glory 1. Fueled by TA and Petro Stopping Centers. On Rover's Morning Glory.
On board Rolling Glory 1, which is fueled by TA and Petro Stopping Centers. Jeffrey, do you have any idea where we're at?
No.
No idea what state we're in or anything?
No, because I didn't have my location thing turned on, so I couldn't tell you.
Oh, what do you mean you don't have the location thing turned off?
What?
Yeah, I'm just like you. You don't turn your location thing on unless you're looking for directions. So,
he's doing this in case we ever look at his phone, his location.
What a move.
His phone. He's trying to scam me.
That's nice.
I'm not trying. Well, I'll tell you what, I did turn it on this morning to figure out where we're at, though.
Well, why'd you just lie? Then you just lied twice. So where are we?
We're in Wytesville, Virginia.
Wytesville?
Wytesville.
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 Virginia. Why'd you just say you have no idea?
Because I just wanted to see if you guys can guess.
Well, why would we guess?
You guys always claim you're smart.
How would we guess that?
You guys have always said you were smarter than me, so I figured you guys would know that before me.
You think that for some reason.
I always think. I mean, like...
I'm sorry, but why would you just lie about it then?
I don't know.
So you turn your location data off all the time?
Only if I need directions for somewhere. I turned it on last time I turned it up prior to today. I turned it on when I was in Indianapolis to make sure I was going in the right direction to find this fan museum.
Uh-huh. When did you start this practice of keeping the location off?
Rover said he.
When did you start? That's just answer that question.
It's a while ago.
When?
A while ago.
Months a while ago? 2 months? 6 months ago?
Probably 6 months ago.
Right about when we were looking at your GPS data, then you decided to turn it off.
I just didn't think I needed it.
That's when you did it.
That's why I did it, because I know how you guys. You guys are rifling through
well,
my
phone.
Well,
that's so good that you learned this before you paid him the
right, exactly.
$5,000 you're going to pay him.
He never
him,
paid
right?
me.
No, but he was going to pay you
$5,000 a day for access to your location.
But now you just admitted that wow, I can't believe you just ripped yourself off.
But he was trying to scam me out of it, so you'll never see my $5,000.
Well, that's what I said. You guys never, what the hell?
Never what?
Oh,
Jeffrey was sitting here on the bus, and he's back to rubbing his feet together all the time, which is gross.
Yeah, they're itchy today. No, I'm not itchy today. No?
He had his socks on, and he takes a sock off, one sock.
Why?
And he says... Oh,
I didn't realize until now I put my socks on inside out.
Yeah. So he takes a sock off, flips it around. So now I just want you to look at his socks right now.
I was going to go to the bay and get a clean pair.
They're on the outside of, they were on the inside. They were connected to touching his feet, basically.
Right.
He flipped them inside out. So now all that foot funk that was on the inside of his socks is now on the outside of his socks.
Yeah, let it breathe,
just
man.
Walking around the bus with all this foot funk. So then he pulls the other sock off so he can flip that one around too. And he pulls it off and he goes, yeah, I got
it. Yeah, and you guys wouldn't let me go into the bay to get a clean pair.
Wait, but what happened? What did he do with his sock, Rover?
He waved it around like it's a flag at the Daytona 500. Just whoosh, whoosh.
Like a windmill.
Flicking off the dandruff and the toe jam into the air. You could actually see a cloud of just particles.
Yes, like flakes.
Yeah. Through the air.
It's like black.
That was a solid move.
Oh, man, was that disgusting.
But then he wanted to go get a new pair.
Yeah, I wanted to get a new pair. But
how long
guys...
have you been wearing this pair?
I put these on last night after I took my shower. This is a clean pair.
Okay, then you have a limited amount of socks, so I don't think you should be jumping to your next pair yet.
That's what
I have a whole new pack.
How many are in a pack?
10 pairs.
Oh, 10? You have some to burn then. I think that's okay. Go grab a pair.
But then B2 tells me it's not a good idea to open the bay while the extenders are out.
Yeah, well, he's going to go in there. He wanted to get into that bay. That bay door has been, which is underneath, you know, where you store luggage and stuff. That's already been fixed once because someone broke it. Do I need Jeffrey going down there again to rummage around in there with that door?
My bag is right there at the door, so all I got to do is just open the door, unzip my bag, get a pair, and close it back up
gently. We
didn't
know you had 10 pairs either. I thought you only had, like, 4 pairs of socks.
So I bought a whole pack, a brand new pack of socks.
Brand new?
Brand new pack of socks and a brand new pack of underwear for this trip.
How many underwear?
10 pairs.
Okay.
Wow. You're really living the high life.
I'm just being prepared.
The tax refund's coming in handy.
There is a guy in Jacksonville, Florida. Let me tell you what he did. He was 5 years ago, at the age of 23, he was over at his girlfriend's house. Then his ex-girlfriend showed up at the house, and they got into an altercation. You know, they're yelling at each other and whatnot. What's that smell? Do you smell that?
Like gas? Exhaust?
Smells bad. I don't know. It smells like...
Must. Oh, you're getting some bus air.
Oh, yeah. That is bus air, yeah.
Oh, you're getting a little sense of what our life is.
What? Well, if
this
no
is exactly the smell.
If no one's there's the tank should be empty. So who's going in?
There's not everybody is out in this area.
You don't
right
need
now
to dump that. That's okay. Could you see her hit the dump button? You don't need to dump.
Did
that.
Did she hit it?
Yes. You wow don't dump that, dude.
But not everybody is out right now. There's still somebody else in the back.
What do you think she's not? Now it's the time to unload. She's like, Rover's in the front. I got to unload after this whole week of not going.
No, I don't know if this is. I don't think it has anything to do with going or not going.
This is almost an exhaust smell.
This is,
I get right here, like from a truck, from a bus,
from someone's ass. Maybe that.
No,
exhaust.
Last night was bus air.
Yeah,
did
I heard
you get
the
that
toilet flush.
Yeah, it happens when that
a toilet flush,
mm-hmm,
and like a small groan or something, and then the air started. Just
coming right
just like a cloud over me. It was the worst I've ever smelled it. And again, did you take one last night?
No. I mean, I peed last night. What time are you talking about?
9:30, 10.
Oh yeah, I peed before I went to sleep. That's
okay,
it.
Okay, I got a big, strong amount of bus air coming.
Probably because one of your cohorts was in this
you
bathroom.
Blame us.
Dropping a deuce.
We were on the bus for an hour. Nobody went number two that I know of.
No, I didn't go number two at all. I only went number one. Yeah. And I was out here up to about maybe 10:30. Then I went to bed.
So the scene of the crime. You sure you didn't go?
I'm sure I didn't go.
Have you ever gone?
Not in this vehicle.
Oh,
what a lie.
Never?
Yeah, one time the toilet bowl was covered in fecal matter.
That wasn't
after
me.
You.
You can do a DNA test on that.
Well, what
we can't go back now and look.
What a liar.
Just admit it. You want once.
I never went.
We all did.
I never, no. Believe me, if I ever have to go on this vehicle for any reason, if it's an emergency, you know I'm going to say something.
I will tell you that after this trip, we're taking Rolling Glory 1. We're leaving it in Florida for the manufacturer to do some just maintenance and whatnot. I'm going to have them replace that toilet with a urinal. Is that okay?
What if one of us has to drop a deuce?
But you don't go on the bus.
I know, yeah, I don't go on, I never had to go on the bus, thank God.
Rover, if you're taking the toilet out, can you DNA swab the inside and see if Jeffrey ever went?
Yes.
Is that, okay,
well,
they
have that sample.
They have that technology there.
So just admit it now.
So we're going to swab the inside of his cheek and then test the toilet bowl.
Well, I'm telling you right now, I've never taken a dump on this bus.
So you won't have a problem if I replace the toilet with a urinal.
Well, I'll just make sure I don't eat when we're on trips then.
Let's see.
Whoa. This is different.
You can't eat.
So you never Never dropped a deuce on the bus.
You haven't been limiting your food on any trip so far.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, you know, it's pizza and burgers all the time in the past. You never went?
For an entire I went and destroyed a hotel room toilet once. By the drop of major
that's all right. I'm not replacing all the hotel room toilets. Just the toilet here. We're going to put a urinal in there.
Whatever.
He doesn't want that. That causes a problem.
Hey, well, hey, let me ask you this. Would you rather, we still have the toilet in there and it's an emergency. Would you rather have me dump all over my pants or dump into the correct vessel?
Pants. For the story.
Yeah, pants.
No, I'd rather dump in the toilet because you don't need the story.
So in other words, we've deciphered this. He's the guy that stunk up your bus there last night.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Did you take a dump last night?
No.
Have you never taken a dump on the bus?
I've never taken a dump on this bus.
That's impossible.
I've been accused of it, but
that's
impossible. No, it's not impossible.
He also ate those cheeseburgers really late.
Yeah. So? Yeah, two McDoubles right before bed, Rover. Full cup of black coffee.
No, it's with cream and sugar.
Okay. That helps.
That went through his system nice. So, all right. So you are the perpetrator, the poopetrator.
Whatever. I've never taken a dump on this bus. Now, there was, we were doing a little video for our bus. You guys had me sit on the toilet, and you guys were doing some kind of video, I guess, to show off the bus.
Did anything accidentally happen?
No, nothing happened.
Yeah.
I'm dead serious.
Let me get back to this this guy in Jacksonville, Florida. Eric Wright is his name. Back in 2013, he was over at his new girlfriend's house. Then his ex-girlfriend showed up. It's also his baby mama. She shows up at the house, and she's not happy because Eric has a new girlfriend, you know, so they start tussling. So he kicked her out of the home, and he had a gun in his waistband. He pulled the gun out, and he shot it into the ground next to him. So he shot it right into the grass. His gun was licensed. It didn't hit anyone, didn't hurt anyone. The baby mama left. A few hours later, she called the cops and said, hey, my ex-boyfriend, I went over to his new girlfriend's house. We got into an altercation, and he shot his gun into the ground. So he was arrested for that. I mean, discharging a firearm, I think that you're not, I guess, allowed to do that or whatever. He was arrested and charged with aggravated assault with a firearm and child abuse. That charge was later dropped because the kid wasn't around. They found him guilty. A jury found him guilty. He was sentenced to an automatic. They have a minimum sentencing guideline. He was sentenced to 20 years behind bars.
Wow.
It was his first and only arrest and his first and only conviction. 20 years behind bars for that.
Just for shooting it into the ground.
Right.
Nobody got hit. Nobody got killed.
Correct.
Don't people kill somebody and get less than 20 years?
Yes.
And they get 3, 4, 5 years?
You just had the guy who we talked about. It was a former police officer. We talked about him yesterday. He was over at a dude's house. He claims that the dude made a move on him, tried to kiss him. So he pulled out a knife and stabbed the guy. How much jail time did he get? Zero. Zero.
That's right.
He stabbed a guy and killed him and got nothing. This guy shoots into the ground and gets 20 years in prison.
Fair?
You tell me.
I say it's unfair because he should have just got something because he didn't hurt nobody. He had no intention of killing nobody, and he just fired the gun into the ground. Now, the thing of it is, I think a lot of states have a thing about where you can't recklessly... All you think you can really charge him with is recklessly discharge of a firearm. Which could be
20 years.
No, it shouldn't get you 20 years.
What should it get you?
Should have gotten you maybe either 6 months in jail or 6 months probation. Depends on his record.
I think Jeffrey's about right. 6 to 12 months, I think, would be appropriate punishment.
Who started the physical altercation? Who was fighting the boyfriend? The guy in the ex-girlfriend?
Eric Wright, right. Correct. Eric Wright and his ex-girlfriend. So Eric Wright is over at his new girlfriend's house.
Yes.
The baby mama, the ex-girlfriend, shows up at that house.
Okay.
Now, I would say that she's probably the one that started it. I don't know for sure. I wasn't there.
Well, maybe.
But how do you, you know, you show up at the new girlfriend's house? That's, you're there not to say, hey, I'm congratulations on your new relationship, guys. No, she was there to cause trouble. And he says that he just got her out of the house. You know, I had to struggle with her to get her out of the house. 866-YO-ROVER. 866-967-6837. He is spending 20 years in jail for this. He had a job. He's never been arrested before. He says he started crying when he, you know, when he was sentenced for this. I mean, that is a I think
that's your life.
Here's the thing, though. Here now, let me ask you this: is he white or black?
He's a black guy.
He's a black guy. That's probably why the judge threw the book at him for something
minuscule. The judge didn't throw the book at him. It is a minimum sentencing guideline. It is. Let's see here. Yeah, the sentence was automatic. The judge, there was nothing that the judge could do.
Wow, that's heavy.
He says the judge could plainly see it was an injustice going on, but there was nothing she could do. And then he appealed the case 2 years later. He's been in jail for 5 years now. He appealed the case, but the judge of that, he lost the appeal, and the judge said, this case is an example of how inflexible sentencing laws can result in injustices. That should not be tolerated. 20 years.
Just because he discharged a firearm into the ground with no intention of hurting anybody.
Yes.
Yeah, what's he supposed to do? Shoot her in the leg? You know, shoot her, shoot and kill her? He just tried to stop? Put it into the ground.
Yeah, but again, you got to remember, I mean, where's this case in?
Florida,
yeah. See, that's probably an example of, I think a lot of states have probably inflexible sentencing laws where the judge does not have a kind of leeway to do a sentence that more fits the crime, where you know, where you, it's like a flat automatic. I mean, 20 years for discharge of a firearm. Come on, that's
the
extreme.
Same thing
that's extreme
happened.
In my
do
opinion.
You remember there was a woman? Her name was Marissa Alexander. Same thing. She got into a fight with her abusive ex-husband, and she fired a warning shot. If I remember correctly, that struck like the wall of the garage or something, I believe. She was originally sentenced to 20 years in prison as well. They somehow got her off. I don't know if like the governor stepped in. They got rid of that 20-year sentence, but this is exactly the same thing as what happened to that woman. Randy, you're on Rover's Morning Glory, 866-YO-ROVER. Good morning, Randy.
Hey, guys, how you doing? That guy got 20 years for flat-out being stupid. as a responsible gun owner, you know the only time you pull a trigger is when you kill somebody. There are no warnings.
That's fine. That's great. But 20 years in prison, you really believe is an appropriate sentence for this?
Well, we'll talk to them in 10. Give them 5 more, and we'll talk to them in 10. But, you know, because the dog's barking next door, you don't go and shoot your gun off to quiet the dog down. You shoot the dog, right?
You shoot up in the air.
But if you did, it would be 20 years in prison? That's what you should get?
Yeah, for being stupid. A responsible.
Well, a lot of people are stupid.
Rover, you're
okay.
A responsible.
Let me ask you a question, Randy. Yeah, I am, and I don't think that if I went out in my backyard and I shot the gun into the ground, I should get 20 years in prison. I just don't.
I'm surprised it's illegal. Like, I don't really know anything about guns. Like, so you guys own guns? You can't just go shoot.
Well, you could go back in the woods and shoot, I suppose.
Are you allowed, or is that unlawful discharge?
Who knows? I don't know.
Do you know?
It's just too bad you can't build a target revetment in your backyard and just do some target shooting.
Yeah, like you need a bunch of land.
Randy, let me ask you a question. So you've heard of stories of people going out to a bar, they get drunk, they are intoxicated, they get in a car, they drive, they kill a family of 4 in a minivan. They don't get 20 years in prison. Does that seem fair to you?
No, that's a shame. They should get life. Life for a life. But you don't pull a
firearm. All right, well, at least
firearm firearms are a totally different thing. A gun's made to kill, period. Not to warn somebody. You don't wave a gun around in the air. I get pissed off at my neighbors. I don't run out in the sidewalk and swing my shotgun around. That
what do you do?
Stupid.
But if that, he did, he, you know, I don't think he should get 20 years. I mean, that's just, that is, that's too much, I believe. 20 years is too much for that.
It is awful rough. You know, 20 years is way rough. But you don't shoot a gun behind your baby's mama. That's just plain out stupidity. And it's idiots.
I'm not saying it's not. I get it. We get it. That was a stupid thing. I understand that. I think everyone understands that. But I don't think it's 20 years worth of stupid.
If you were to go in your backyard, you're not allowed to shoot your gun?
I don't know. Who
knows? You don't know?
I don't know.
If you did, you could get 20 years if you're just shooting it, like if you set up a target.
If you had neighbors, I don't know. But if you had a bunch of land, I think it's completely fine.
Oh, so in the law, it says if you have a bunch of land, you're okay.
What's a bunch of land?
Yeah, it says, is that 1 acre, 2 acres, 10 acres? How much is a, quote, bunch of land?
Probably an acre, right? Robert, I remember when I was growing up as a kid, my neighbors were fighting, and I don't remember the full story. But the son shot the dad in the back because they had a huge argument. And I remember just hearing like a pop, and like my dad then told me down the road, he's like, yeah, don't go by that guy. He shot his father in the back. He didn't serve a day in jail because they said he mentally was just crazy.
Uh-huh.
But he didn't serve one single day. And I remember just seeing this guy all the time. I was playing and my dad would always be like, don't go by him. He has a kind of an anger issue. So it shows you could shoot somebody. Not even go to jail.
White guy or black guy?
Oh, white guy.
That was a white guy.
Two white guys. One, they were kind of foreign.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
JD, you're on Rover's Morning Glory, 866-YO-ROVER. Good morning, JD.
I've lived in the country. I've lived in the city. New Year's Eve at midnight, there are gunshots going off everywhere. You telling me in Florida that's a 20-year sentence?
Well, apparently it is, I guess. I look, I would say you shouldn't be shooting. Obviously, everyone probably knows this. Why do people go and shoot off their gun at midnight on New Year's
it's
Eve?
Just celebrating. What do you mean? Yeah, man? If you have a gun,
boom,
shoot
boom,
it.
Boom, boom, boom.
But that's going to come down somewhere, right?
But I mean, say it doesn't kill if it comes down. So
if you do straight up in the air, but if you do at an arc.
Yeah, what's the chances?
That's not going to go. If it goes straight up in the air.
But what's the chances that you're drunk, Rover, you're going to shoot exactly straight up?
Low.
It's almost impossible to do.
Well, I mean, look, the higher up it is, the higher of an angle it is, the less damage it's going to have coming back down because it's going to reach the top of its arc, and then it's going to come back down. It's going to, the bullet is light. It's going to flutter down. If you do it at a lower angle, like a little bit of an arc, it doesn't lose as much momentum going up.
Well, nobody's shooting like this on New Year's straight out.
They're drunk. Who knows what they're doing?
It's up. It's cool.
If they're drunk, they're not aware of how they're pointing a gun. If they're pointing a gun low, the bullet, as you said, the bullet would go up in an arc. It could hit somebody. It'd be like a straight bullet.
Uh-huh.
But a person that hasn't had a drink shoots the gun straight up. Bullet goes up like a rocket and then just falls down.
Do you guys ever shoot your guns?
No, I have not.
Man, I'm so happy I don't have one. Because I would have just, as soon as I got one, I would have went in the backyard and started shooting it. Just blasting it into the ground. Just unloading clips. Like, there's no possible way I wouldn't have done that. And I didn't know I knew it was kind of wrong. I didn't know it was 20 years wrong. I thought it'd be like, you get like a ticket. Like,
a ticket.
Hey, like hey don't right, do that again.
Exactly.
No. I had no idea.
Well, I don't think everywhere.
That's the first
like
thing
that.
I would have done. As soon as I get the gun, I would have got ammo, just went somewhere and start shooting into the ground.
Audrey, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Audrey.
Good morning.
Hey.
So, my neighbor across the street got into an altercation with their next-door neighbor, and they thought it'd be a good idea to shoot their gun, and they ended up hitting the dog next door and killing the dog, and nothing happened to the guy. So I don't understand how this guy got 20 years just for shooting at the ground when this other guy killed an innocent animal and didn't get anything.
Nothing happened to the person, huh? Well, that is quite a difference there. I mean, something actually harm occurred. It was an animal. Thank God it wasn't a person. But still, there was actually some sort of harm that occurred.
Now,
this guy, granted, this guy shouldn't have done that. I'm not saying he was like, oh, yeah, cool. It's You can just fire off your gun if you're pissed off at someone or whatever. But the fact that he got 20 years, I think, is overkill. I have to take a break. 866-YO-ROVER. 866-967-6837. We do have the shizzy coming up, the news. What do you have on the way, Dougie?
You might be sick of talking about the DJ that passed away, Avicii. Well, the latest regarding his suicide, I was blown away when I heard how they believe he killed himself. I'll tell you that story next.
Well, Rover, you said it's not even a suicide.
Oh,
yeah.
Wait.
It was an overdose.
That's what I said, yeah.
Find out.
Have I been proven wrong?
Well, I don't know. I'm just saying that you said that, right?
I did say that.
Just an overdose.
I. That's right. Well, I guess we'll find out right after this what happened to Avicii. I'll be back. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. RMG is rolling through your town. They can't be held responsible for the following: motorboating, mouth lesions, methane poisoning, chlamydia, liver failure. Now back to Rolling Glory 1, fueled by TA and Petro Stopping Centers on Rover's Morning Glory.
We will get to the shizzy in just a moment. What do you have on the way, Dougie?
The latest regarding DJ Avicii and his death. I was shocked when I read speculation of how he committed suicide. I'll tell you that story next.
All right, we will get to that in just a moment. We are live somewhere in Virginia on board Rolling Glory 1, which is fueled by TA and Petro Stopping Centers. Next time you are out on a trip, stop by a TA or a Petro Stopping Center. They have full-service restaurants, more than 250 of them, as a matter of fact, located all across the country. They have the Country Prides inside TA and the Iron Skillets inside Petro Stopping Centers with great food.
Speaking of TA and Petro Stopping Center, yes. My family and I, on the way back from our trip to Indiana, we stopped by, had an early dinner at a TA outside Lodi.
Outside Lodi, so that would have been a Country Pride, is that right?
Yeah, it was a Country Pride.
What'd you have?
We just got the soup and salad bar. That's what they were hungry for. So I was, you know, it was good stuff.
And that's what you got too? Yeah. I never see you eat soup and salad.
Well, hey, I mean, it was, you know, and my son got some barbecue chicken tenders, and he couldn't finish them, so we took them home with us, and everything was awesome. The service was great, and people were, you know, everything was good.
Okay. Anonymous in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. You're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Anonymous.
Morning, Rover.
Hey.
Hey. I just got a question for you. Where did you come up with the facts that it's safer to shoot a gun straight up in the air than an angle?
Because it's physics. Of course it is. Think about that for just a second. If you shoot a gun straight into the air, when it comes back down, if you shoot it straight up, what happens?
It's
eventually slows,
like
and stops, right?
Right.
What?
Right.
All right. Then what happens? It turns around, starts falling back to the earth because of what?
Gravity. But you were saying about how it's going to float.
Now hold on a second. Stop. So
that's exactly what you said on the radio. You said it's going to go straight up. It's going to hit its peak and then it's going to flutter back down. That's exactly what you said on the radio. Robert.
Yeah, it's going to be essentially the same. If you shoot a gun straight, it's going to be the same as dropping a. Let's say it goes 30 stories up. It's going to be the same as dropping a bullet from 30 stories. If you shoot it at an angle, that doesn't happen, though. Correct?
Correct. You still have the velocity, but the velocity from the gunpowder is going to end before the gravity of the Earth. That bullet coming down is straight down is going to pick up more speed coming straight down than you could ever shoot it out of a gun.
No, it's not, because it's not. It's.
Then why don't airplanes just drop bullets out of the sky? Why do they shoot them?
Why do you think there's code lines on where an airplane can release its garbage in that? It's not allowed to release a piece of garbage over a city because when it falls, it can kill somebody from the velocity of how.
Well, also, because you don't want garbage falling from the sky.
That's also a big hunk of garbage or ice or whatever. It's not a small little bullet. I could drop
pebble. It could be as small as a pebble, and it'll still do as much damage.
Anonymous. If I drop a, we've talked about this on the show before. If I drop a penny from the top of the Empire State Building, is that going to kill someone?
No, not this.
Please, no.
If it hits somebody, yeah, it will kill somebody.
No, it won't. Why? Because it's just fluttering around. Because it's fluttering around. If I drop a brick.
What is it?
Oh my God!
Magically turn into like a feather and float lightly down to the ground? No, it has mass. It has velocity. As soon as you
and it's not a brick. It's not like a brick. If I drop a
penny, is a very minuscule object.
Yes,
and it doesn't have the weight and mass that a brick's got to fall.
With the wind resistance that it is encountering on the way down, it's fluttering around. It's not even going to land right where you drop it because it's going to flutter away. It's going to be pushed away. It's going to end up a block away from where you dropped it. Oh, yeah, yeah. This guy.
How much an object weighs. When it falls from gravity velocity, it falls at the same rate regardless of how much it weighs. So, yes, if you throw
a penny. So let me ask you, Anonymous, you're talking about, we've discussed, oh, my God, listen to me for a second. So if I drop a piece of paper, it doesn't matter how much it weighs. If I drop a piece of paper from the Empire State Building, that's going to kill someone when it hits them, right?
I didn't say anything about a piece of paper. And yeah, you're
right. But it doesn't matter what it weighs. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what it's. Oh, it doesn't matter what object it is. Once it hits terminal velocity, if I drop a piece of paper, is it going to kill you?
Big difference between a solid piece of metal that has no lift to it compared to a piece of paper that's going to grab air and float the freak around.
Bullets. And, I don't know, Rover.
And
bullets.
That's what happens with a penny. That's what happens. I could drop a bullet from the Empire State Building. It's not going to kill you when it hits. Just like when I drop a penny from the Empire State Building.
Those are
it's not
going to
kill you when a bullet.
I don't know. I don't know how heavy. How heavy is a bullet?
Depends on the size.
Yeah, it just says
the size of the bullet depends. The weight will depend on the size of the bullet.
Shut this guy up.
Hang up on him.
Here, here's an article that I'm reading right now.
You sound like a college dropout that got lucky and put on the radio. Go back to school, Rover. Seriously.
Anonymous, let me ask you something. Give me your what degree what kind of degree do you have?
I have a high school diploma with a 2700, one of the highest.
Wait a second! You sound like someone who never even went to college, who got lucky enough to get on the phone on the radio. You clown!
Why in the hell would I pay somebody for the rest of my life of knowledge I can learn on my own?
So you wouldn't be as stupid as you are. That's why you should pay someone, because you're so stupid.
You
should have paid some money.
God. Why would you bring that up if you personally didn't go?
What a jacknut. Okay, Anonymous, thank you. Thank you. Goodbye. All right.
How much does a bullet weigh? I don't really know.
Oh, I always think that the weight depends on the size.
Yeah, but okay.
So I'm not a physicist, but I'm just saying.
All right, deal. Let's just look it up here. What do you think it weighs?
I've no idea.
About a 9mm weighs 7.5 grams, so about the same weight as 7 paper clips.
Oh, that's it. Okay. Yeah.
So it's.
I thought it weighed more than that.
But in a
vacuum. If you dropped it in a vacuum, now it's a different matter. Different matter.
Finally admit it.
Different matter.
Admit it.
No. I've always admitted that.
Wow.
Always admitted that. It's you that. All right.
That was one of my favorite arguments too. I remember that. I remember the genesis of that argument.
I don't know how the guy could just say it doesn't matter what object it is. It doesn't matter what it weighs. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It's going to kill you when it hits the ground. Well, what about a piece of paper? Well, that's different. Well, you just got done telling me it doesn't matter what it is. Right?
I mean, seriously, if you were to drop... I'll try to cite an example. If you take a crumbled up piece of paper, drop it from the top of this building, yeah, it's just going to flutter.
Okay.
Even if it's crumbled up.
What about a brick?
A brick, it'll fall straight down and probably bruise your skull.
Yeah, it'll kill you. I could drop a brick from the top of this bus and hit you in the head, and it's going to kill you. Right?
Well, yeah, then you'd be paying for my funeral.
Yeah, we'd probably just bury you right out there in that field over there.
No, you'd love that, wouldn't you?
All right. Wow. Doogie, are you ready for the shizzy?
Yes. Hit the shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory. Vice President Mike Pence's physician privately raised alarms within the White House last fall that President Donald Trump's doctor may have violated federal privacy protections for a key patient, which was Pence's wife, Karen. And then intimidated.
Oh, wait a second. Hold on. Hold on.
So there's a paper trail.
What about Donald Trump asking for John Tester to resign and all this because he's my physician's such a great man. It's actually the vice president that ratted the physician out? The vice president?
Well, we were looking.
Pence is the one who ratted this guy out? That's great.
We were looking for a paper trail. And now we have it. And apparently this guy intimidated the vice president's doctor during angry confrontations over the episode. So we've heard speculation that the doctor didn't have really good relationships with coworkers and had a lot of angry confrontations. This now is an incident that has a paper trail, and it's one of the first things that we are saying, okay, we can't prove this or we can't prove that. Now we have the vice president's wife. And that is a paper trail regarding this doctor. So I don't know what the president's going to say about this. I don't know if he's tweeted about it or anything like that, but you might just call that fake news. But it's your vice president and the wife. So what are you going to say for that?
Trump will be calling for Pence to resign soon.
No, I doubt that'll happen. A team of scientists recently revealed that they're now able to keep the brain of a pig alive outside of its body for 36 hours after it's been decapitated. Ooh. Isn't that
crazy?
How
do they do that?
Yeah. So there's a researcher behind this, Nanad Sastan. He led a group of Yale University scientists. And what they did was they were trying to no longer attaching the bodies. So the heads were no longer attached to the bodies. The team were able to keep the brains alive by connecting them to a closed loop system known as BrainX. So that pumps the body temperature artificial blood to the necessary parts of the brain. And it does keep the brain alive. Now, they have to move forward with different testing. Of course, they would like to test on a human body, but then you've got ethics questions, and how do you move forward with that?
If they can do this, they can do a human down the road.
Oh, yeah.
And everybody's brain can then be kept alive.
This is awesome. Because I've always worried that, like, we're just at the wrong age, just by, like, 100 years or so, that we're going to miss this where you can live forever.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like we're close.
I don't think we're anywhere near
keep your brain.
Close.
Yeah, but Rover, no, like, with a pig.
I think we're onto it now.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, the next step would be a human.
Centuries away from being able
to.
Yes.
No, not your body in the form that you think. Yeah, and that way it's definitely going to. You can't live forever.
Not even close.
Upload my brain to a pig's brain
or
something?
We can't get the snitch of self driving cars yet, but we're gonna upload our brains.
What do you think? Yeah, you assume we wouldn't have self driving cars for 15, 20 years, you said. And we've seen major advancements. You own one now. And that's been way faster than you thought it would be.
I owned one when this whole debate took place.
I don't think so.
It was.
But that's not the important part is I think within 50 years, we could be downloading our brains.
I don't think so.
Or just put your brain inside like a robot.
That
robot
too.
Could walk around and then it's still your brain.
Yes.
How sweet would that be?
I don't think.
Wow.
Snitch, how long till our brains are in robots walking around?
Oh, it's a couple years.
Okay, all right. All right. End of the decade, 2 years. Okay.
2 weeks.
The fact
self-driving
they
cars.
Keep a pig alive for 36 hours with just its brain, that's pretty groundbreaking.
Yes.
Yep. Yeah, I think it is. But that doesn't mean that we are just right around the corner from having
right
our brains.
It would take
50
years.
It would take decades to perfect that technology.
It's going to take a long time. We are nowhere close to being able to
think
do that.
Next month they can keep the pig alive for a week or something. And it just keeps going and going. 50 years from now, we're downloading our brains.
All right. Well, we'll see. You'll be.
They did that head transplant, right? On somebody?
They did?
No, they
didn't. Didn't they do that? That guy who was in a wheelchair? Didn't they do that?
Yes. Yeah, they sewed his head on a body.
So if they can keep the brain.
No, yeah.
Yeah, they did. Cool. We did it in the news.
What are you. What?
We did it in the news a few months ago.
This guy was paralyzed.
They did a head transplant.
Yeah.
They just perfected the penis transplant recently, too. But they were able to do the head before?
Head transplant?
Yeah, it was in the news.
Penis is way more complicated. Than the brain, than the actual head.
Get out of here. All right, go on.
So I'm going to do.
I'll get a picture of it.
Please. I'm going to do two prime stories. The first one, not so good. The second one, much happier for you. So let's start with the sad one. School officials in Southwest Ohio say that one of four teenagers that were involved in a prom night car crash has died. The teen who died was a 17-year-old girl who was riding in the backseat. And school officials said that the three others who were hurt have been released from the hospital. So the four kids were going to the prom Friday night when their 2013 Tesla sedan crested a hill and then crashed. Police say two of the teenagers were ejected from the car and one was trapped. So clearly they weren't wearing their seatbelt. How sad is that? Can you imagine sending your kid off to prom and they're injured in a car crash? One dies, so that's just awful. What does that mean, it crested a hill and crashed? Do you think alcohol was involved? Because it didn't say it in the story.
It means
So did it jump? Like, what is crested a hill and then crash? Did it catch flight?
I don't know how we continue on that she just doesn't
know
what that means.
Do you know
what that means? That means you came over the top of a hill. That's all it means.
So you went...
Or the car went up the hill and kind of flew.
So they were going too fast?
Went to the air.
Well, if it says that in the article, it says they got airborne, then they got airborne. But
it didn't
if they
say
crested
that.
A hill.
It didn't say
I could crest a hill going 1 mile per hour.
You're just going over a hill.
Right. That's when you get to the top of a hill, you've crested the hill.
Okay, so then you have to speculate that they were probably going too fast, right?
Maybe. I don't know.
Okay, guys.
I don't
you're so
speculate.
Crabby. Well, speculate.
We deal with facts on this show.
Okay.
Right, Jeffrey?
Yeah.
Okay, go on.
I don't know if you've seen the video for this, but it's going around and it has over 12 million views. And it is a girl surprising her prom date by walking for the first time in 10 months. The girl's name is Morgan. She lives in Utah and she's been suffering from something called conversion disorder following a surgery last summer. And conversion disorder is a neurological condition. It can cause paralysis and blindness and other issues with your central nervous system. So doctors still aren't sure what causes it. So this girl is in a wheelchair, hasn't been able to walk for 10 months. Her prom date was a kid named Tarek. And in the video, it takes him a second to see as he approaches the door that she stands up and she's walking on her own. Then he almost falls backward off the front porch when he realizes, oh my God, she's walking. So it's a really sweet, brought tears to my eyes. He immediately runs to her and hugs her. And it was an awesome, awesome video for this prom couple. I think she even went to the prom and then she was voted prom queen, which is really, really cool. So... California 7-Eleven said that they found a way to keep panhandlers and loiterers from hanging out inside their store. The owner said that all he has to do is play classical music. He said the second he plays the classical music, people leave the store. They don't loiter. They're not panhandling. It just completely drives them crazy and they leave. So it's part of a 7-Eleven program that encourages non-confrontational methods to reduce such things.
It's been going on for decades.
Has it?
Yeah, of course. We've talked about this on the show before, that this is why 7-Elevens will convenience they'll play classical music because it drives teenagers out of there.
Really?
Yeah.
It works?
Oh, yeah.
It's that offensive to you? You can't get over?
Exactly. That's right.
Weren't they doing that one thing where they had that high-pitched sound that only younger people can hear?
Like a dog whistle for teenagers or something?
Yeah, because your hearing goes as you go. You remember that? They're blasting that?
That's from the Teen Wolf movie. You blow on the whistle, only the Teen Wolf hears it.
It's not a whistle. It's a high-pitched sound that only younger people can hear.
And finally...
Shizzy also.
I don't remember any of the Shizzy stories. Finally, Avicii. I know we have talked about this. Shut up. Snitz is mumbling. God.
And Dougie has such a hard time. They're literally, it's like a quarter second delay, and she just has she cannot continue a sentence. If she hears someone, it's just,
you
it completely
think,
throws her off.
No,
it's unbelievable.
You think, Rover, it's that easy to talk, and it is way more difficult.
I'm not stumbling and bumbling around like you are.
Because of the delay, you jackass.
You're doing it. No, because you start and stop. You start.
I start.
And then when you stop, the other person is thinking, oh, do I have to talk? Because she's now stopped. And no. then you get back into
Snitz is mumbling, so I don't know if he's going to say something. Shut up. Let's just end with this.
It doesn't matter whether he says it or not. You can't hear him anyhow.
That's right. Talk through it.
Avicii.
The bitch.
Avicii.
There's an example right there. She can't
couldn't do it.
She can't do it. Just go. Go.
She's a bitch.
God, she's terrible at running the board. Terrible at... Her brain cannot comprehend that there's a quarter second delay coming from the bus.
It's hard with the delay. You don't understand what it's like to be me in this position.
Yes, I do, because I'm actually sitting here. You're delayed coming to me. I'm sitting just like you are. There's no difference.
Apparently, Avicii committed suicide with broken glass that he used to cut himself. That's what TMZ is reporting. Yeah, multiple sources familiar with the circumstances surrounding the famous DJ's death say that he indeed take his own life. And we told you this last week that his parents alluded to this fact that he did. He ended his life because he just couldn't take it anymore. So sources are saying the method of death was a shard of glass that caused the massive bleeding. Two sources say Avicii broke a bottle, used the glass to inflict the fatal wound. One says it was a wine bottle, which was the shard of glass. Now, some people are saying that he stuck it into his neck, but somebody else is denying that, saying, no, it was his wrist. So it was either his neck or his wrist, but they say that he died by cutting himself and bleeding out.
If you're a big drug user, some people say he is, wouldn't you go out by just taking a huge overdose and killing yourself that way instead of the glass?
Yeah,
if he was a drug user, I heard
both
sides.
I'm not buying this. Maybe Avicii was murdered.
Oh, what is this, Kurt Cobain?
Maybe.
No, Kurt Cobain committed suicide by putting a shotgun to his head.
Did he?
Yeah, was there ever...
But Courtney Love had him murdered.
I don't know, but all I remember all reading was that Kurt Cobain just blew his brains out.
All right, there you go. That's the shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
With Rover's Morning Glory.
Rover, that was the best thing I've ever heard on the radio, man.
There's more than meets the ears. Watch the show with RMG TV at RoverRadio.com or on the RMG app.
Mike in North Carolina, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Mike.
Talking about all the time, you're wrong. I can't stand you.
What am I wrong about?
Then you get me right. Okay, get over yourself. Come on, man.
Listen, you little bitch, you pussy. Why don't you just tell me what I'm wrong about instead of trying to cuss on the air, you dork? Why don't you tell me, pussy? Let's hear it. What am I wrong about? Because I'll prove you that you're actually wrong. Tell me what I'm wrong about, pussy. Let's hear it. Tell me, pussy.
Oh, yes. Come on, Nads.
Tell me, pussy. Oh, my God, this guy's a huge
talk,
pussy.
Man, talk,
what
about
a
swearing.
Pussy this guy is.
50 pounds, I guess. 50 pounds.
You're on. I don't know if he's on the air. I don't know if he knows that he's on. You're on.
He knows he's on. He's swearing.
He knows he's on. And I'm the stupid one.
This guy. He can't put a sentence together. And Nance puts him right through. Yeah. I just want to swear at Rover. You're on. You're on in 30 seconds. Go.
That's exactly how it happened.
What a pussy. Mike in, let's see, Blacksburg, Virginia. You're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Mike.
Yo, Rover, VLY, brother.
Arbe, what's happening?
Hey, man, I was just, first off, I'm going to try and not drop as many F-bombs as that last mic, but, hey, I'm like only 20 or 30 minutes north of you guys. Are y'all doing any sort of fan meetup or any sort of get-together while you're in Wifeville?
I wasn't planning on it because... I frankly, I don't even know where we are. Whitesville, is that how you pronounce this?
Yeah.
It doesn't seem like a major metropolis.
It's definitely not, man. We call it Withville around here, but I like Jeffrey's pronunciation of it, kind of like how he does the Noblesville sort of a deal. But,
sure.
Sure.
Sorry if I mispronounced it.
Zionsville and right.
Potato, potato. But
Charlie,
yeah,
do you want to do a meetup? Maybe we'll go out tonight and hit some sort of. But I mean, nothing. I don't think we're going to do an official
thing. In this area, we have a beautiful herb farm we can go to.
Okay,
and not the world's biggest pencil, but it's a pretty big pencil
in there, like the top 50 big pencils.
I wouldn't even put
United
top
States.
50. It's a bigger pencil than normal, but it's just a pencil. I think those are the two main attractions.
That's it.
In the city,
we can meet this guy there.
Yeah, you want to meet the
world's biggest pencil?
Not the world's biggest pencil.
No. Second biggest.
Not
rather
the second.
So. Rather
it's just,
large pencil.
It's
top 10.
It's probably one of the largest pencils in Virginia, I'll bet.
Yes, right? I would give it that.
Okay, all right. So maybe we'll meet there. Mike, why don't you send us an email? I don't think we're going to do anything official, but send us an email. Maybe we'll be out at a bar or something later tonight before we head out of town. We're probably heading out of town, I'm guessing, at about 9 or 10 o'clock tonight is when we'll head out. So send Charlie an email, charlie@roverradio.com, and we'll see.
Yes.
Thank you, Mike.
I just don't know. I don't think Uber is in this area either, so we have to be in a pretty small little area. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if there's much nightlife to where we're at, but yeah, it'll be fun.
All right, let me take a quick break. We will be right back on Rover's Morning Glory. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory.
It's not the Wienermobile. It's just a bus full of d***s. Now back to the sausage party. Rolling Glory 1, fueled by TA and Petro Stopping Centers. On Rover's Morning Glory.
We are fueled by TA and Petro Stopping Centers. Next time you are out on a trip, stop by a TA or a Petro Stopping Center. We talked about their full-service restaurants. They have fast food restaurants in many of their locations as well. Depends on where you're at, which ones they have. Burger King, Pizza Hut, Subway, Taco Bell, Dunkin' Donuts, Starbucks, and many more. What's that, Jeffrey?
Some locations probably have a Popeyes.
They do. Yes, they do, as a matter of fact. We are in Virginia right now on board Rolling Glory 1. Jeffrey just spent 5 minutes in the bathroom there. What's going on, Jeffrey?
Oh, I was refilling the little soap dispenser we have so we can wash our hands.
Oh.
It was empty, so I refilled it. I even unlocked the door so you guys could walk in if you needed to.
Uh-huh.
So that was it.
So you weren't in there dropping a deuce.
I wasn't in there dropping a deuce. I was refilling the soap dispenser.
There was
trying
a
to
lot
get the damn thing.
A
trying
lot
to get,
of speculation. Of
I was
what
trying
you
to get the damn
doing.
Thing to work, but so that was it.
We have a story here that you know who Mike Schmidt is. You probably do, Charlie, because you're a big baseball fan.
I know who he is. Indians player from the late 70s, early 80s.
Or Phillies.
Yeah, well, you could play for the Phillies.
From what year?
But I remember Mike Schmidt, Toby Hare, Andre Thornton, those guys used to play for the Indians in the early 80s.
Are you sure? I'm going to have to look that up. I mean,
those are like three Indians, and then Burt Blylevin, who was an Indians pitcher from that same era.
Let me see here. Let's look.
I think Mike Schmidt could have been traded to the Phillies.
Let's see. He played... Let me look here.
I could be wrong about Mike Schmidt, but I'm quite sure I remember Mike Schmidt playing for the Indians.
He did not play for the Indians.
Okay, if it's the same guy, he was in Philly
his entire career,
to 89,
right?
Never left.
He retired with the Phillies.
Yeah, I think he. I'm trying to see.
Is there two guys
on Wikipedia? Yeah. Do they have like a list of? No, yeah, teams. One team from 1972 to 1989.
Okay, so I'll admit, I was wrong. I said I wasn't totally sure, but wow. I remember a guy named Mike Schmidt playing for the Indians at one time.
Wow.
In the 80s.
Completely wrong.
So I'm sorry. At least I own up to it that I'm wrong.
Well, anyhow, he's now a commentator for what team do you think?
The Indians.
Right, no, Jeffrey? For the Phillies.
Oh,
there you go.
He's a commentator, broadcast commentator for the Phillies. He was talking about a pitcher for the Atlanta Braves named Brandon McCarthy, and he has a separated shoulder. And McCarthy's wife, Amanda, joked that her husband, quote, still can't do the dishes after the injury. At that point, Mike Schmidt told this on TV on NBC Sports Philadelphia. He says, I have a dishwasher at home myself, my wife.
Nice.
And then he said, that was bad. Actually, I do the dishes most of the time. And oh, my God. People are up in arms over this. Yes.
That was it?
That's it. That's it. Then he says, the Me Too movement, where does that fit in? He had to apologize for this. He said, quote, during yesterday's broadcast, I made a mistake while attempting to be humorous. It was not my intention to offend anyone. My daughter passionately marches in support of the Me Too movement in Boston, and I support her in every way. I offer my sincerest apologies. I cannot believe what a time of, I don't know how, what
the
would be the word?
Pussification of America.
That's Jeffrey's line. You love that one, right, Jeffrey?
Basically, it's as we're going down that slip of over, I mean, it's just so, it's so much political correctness out there compared to the way it was,
I mean,
20,
you would
30 years ago.
You would think that Mike Schmidt, after some guy hit a home run, the guy's like, hey, he just hit that as hard as I hit my wife last night.
Yeah.
You know, that's what you'd think he was saying. But he said, I have a dishwasher at home myself, my wife. That's it. Big deal. Oh,
is
my
it even
God.
Sexist?
People are just being overly sensitive.
Doesn't
nowadays.
Necessarily have to be sexist.
Because if my girlfriend, I probably wash more dishes than my girlfriend. If she was to say this, I have a dishwasher at home and it's me, I wouldn't care.
No,
I wouldn't care
of course
at all.
Not. It just so happens that Mike Schmidt's wife probably washes the dishes more than he washes the dishes.
Okay.
All right. And you, as a, you know, as a man, a half man, Charlie, you
sure.
wash
yes,
more dishes
you.
Than your girlfriend. Yeah. So. In that case, it's the man who was. It doesn't necessarily have to be sexist, but even if it is, even if it, I mean, my God,
isn't it a common joke that dishwasher line, or no?
No.
Maybe it is.
I remember one time as a kid, my grandparents didn't have a dishwasher, and I asked my grandma, "Where's the dishwasher?" And she goes, "You're looking at it on the dishwasher." I thought it was just a common joke
oh
that
my
women
God,
say.
Dieter, don't even repeat that. That's horrible.
That.
Oh, my God. Hashtag Me Too is going to be on you for
is
this.
Is anybody really mad about it? So they must be if he's apologizing for it.
I don't know
it.
If anyone's really
question.
Mad, but a lot of people on Twitter are mad. One guy, Tim, writes, Mike Schmidt is a clown and an embarrassment. Get him out of the booth. Yeah, this guy needs to be fired for what he said. Oh, my God. So horrible. Here's one that... I'd like to at least hear an apology from Mike Schmidt for his joke. How does the Me Too movement fit into this? I tune into a game on Sunday to relax, and I hear this guy joking about sexual assault.
What?
I don't care. He's a Hall of Famer, hire a real broadcaster. No, this is an actual tweet from
Rover.
Some idiot.
He must have said something else.
No.
This isn't the line, dishwasher, sexual assault.
Right, and then he someone groaned, like, he's like, oh, and he's like, oh, where does the hashtag Me Too movement fit into this? That's it! That's the Mm-mm. extent! Mm-mm. This is it! End of story, Dieter!
No way.
Believe it or not!
He said something later on.
No.
Had to be. Oh, man, there's no way.
No. He brought up Me Too?
Yes, that's right.
All right, well, that's where he screwed up, but still. I'm not saying it's
even
wrong,
if he did,
but it's just
deal.
Weird. I don't know why you'd mention Me Too out of if you're just talking dishwasher, but whatever.
Well, I think after the co-host groans about it, he's probably like, oh, what? I'm going to get in trouble. Is the Me Too movement coming after me? That's essentially what he was talking about.
So, yeah.
It's not a big deal. 866-YO-ROVER, 866-967-6837. Imagine if these people who are complaining, if they listen to this show for one day, their heads would explode. I mean, I don't know how they would go on with their lives.
Do you really worry about that?
No, I don't, because I believe that you shouldn't bow down to what I call this phony outrage. I mean, for someone to write a comment that Mike Schmidt is a clown and an embarrassment, get him out of the booth, that he needs to be fired for this. This guy, Tim, or TJM, actually, on Twitter, who puts this out. Mike Schmidt has, okay, he probably has more money than most of us, but, you know, he probably counts on this for income. This is his job. I mean, give me a break. This is a guy's life. And just because you were slightly offended over this.
I don't even think they really were offended.
No, somebody
they found
was.
Something, all people want to do is they want to have an interesting tweet. They want to have a different take of some kind. And that's all they do. They hear this, they go, this sounds like something I could tweet about. And then they do it. I mean, Twitter, you it's people at a grocery store, like, just they're the worst, most boring thing. So if you hear anything slightly interesting, you could have a slightly interesting opinion, you just find it, and you go, let me send this out.
And so you don't think the real T-Mont is really calling?
Of course he's not offended. Of course he's not really offended.
Isn't the common denominator is that just that people are just so thin-skinned these
they're
days?
They're not really, though. They're really not that thin-skinned. They want to have something to tweet. And that's an interesting thing. They heard something. Let me tweet about this.
Yeah, I just can't believe how sensitive. There's another thing I want to tell you about. Doogie, is our audio good? Someone told me that the audio was cutting out. They sent me a text message. Are you okay in there in the
studio?
It's
funny. I just got a text as well. My friend is listening on the website, and he said it's cutting in and out, not the app, the website.
But you're in the studio. Forget the website. You're in the studio. Is it cutting in and out when you're listening to the show? Okay, all right. That's all I'm concerned about. What happens after that? Who knows? There's a girl who is, I wish I could, maybe Snitz can put this photo up. Let me find this.
Oh, this is good. I have.
There's a girl who, you know what I'm going to talk about? How do you know what story I'm
getting
to? I
already know exactly what it is, and I have some things I want to show. I want to tell you about what happened here, because there's an update you probably don't even have with this.
Her name is Kazia Daum, D-A-U-M. She's in Utah. She tweeted out a bunch of photos of her at prom. And the dress that she wore to prom is, I guess, the only way I could describe this is like a traditional Chinese style dress. You might see it in a movie or something like that.
Oh, yeah. It's always that red and gold colors for some reason.
Yeah, the red with the gold imprint.
Yeah.
Or inlays, you want to call it.
I know that this is like, I don't know how old this girl is, but Jesus, I mean, my God, Dieter, what do you think about that picture right there?
You trying to tell me? You want me to say she's hot first, and you're going to say, oh, my God, she's so hot.
Dieter, I want your opinion there on that.
If she's 18, this chick is smoking hot. I mean, look at that tight ass.
I mean, the way, I mean,
jeez, guys, it's just a young girl going to prom.
She's got to be 18. I mean, she looks like Elizabeth Hurley.
She's a child.
You didn't even notice, right?
Yeah, you're looking at the guy. The guy's hot to you.
Sure. Switch it to me being gay from you being a pedophile, okay.
She's wearing this traditional Chinese dress, which is very form-fitting, and it has like a, like it's red color, and it has a like gold floral print on it, I guess.
Yeah.
And just the styling, however you would describe it, makes it look Chinese, I guess. People are now complaining about her that she is culturally appropriating Chinese people's clothing, and she should be ashamed of herself and delete these posts on Twitter of her going to prom in this Chinese dress because it's cultural appropriation.
I disagree. I think she likes the dress. She feels it looks nice on her, and it accentuates her date's attire.
Yeah.
Why not? She has that freedom. I don't think it. I would not call that a cultural appropriation.
I'd say that's kiss my ass. And this chick, she did actually send out a tweet, and she said, "I'm not going to delete this tweet. Screw you. It's just a dress." She claims that she is honoring the Chinese culture with their beautiful dress, which is fine. Cultural appropriation is just a total scam. And anyone who's offended, it's probably not even Chinese people who are offended about this. If you're so offended for Chinese people, you should complain if a Chinese person uses a fork to eat. Shouldn't they? Are they culturally appropriating whoever invented the fork? They should still be using chopsticks. Don't appropriate my utensils. So back to using chopsticks.
So here's the upset guy.
Yeah.
Here he is. Jeremy Lamb. He's just a guy on Twitter. He wrote, "My culture is not your goddamn prom dress." All right. That guy, he's blowing up. He has 177,000 favorites. Everybody agrees with this guy, Jeremy Lamb. Then people started going through his history.
Uh-huh.
And the tweet they found is, "How are N-words so damn loud?" Straight up the word. I mean, just using it. That's his tweet. So nobody's actually offended by the dress. Nobody is. Even the guy that's pretending to be offended is super offensive. And you go, well, maybe that's something he tweeted a long time ago. No, it's January 2018.
So just a couple months ago, he's calling people the N-word on.
And why are they so damn loud?
Why are they so loud?
So that's the guy that started this thing that gets everybody against this woman's dress. It's just a dress. Wear the dress. Have fun wearing the dress.
Wear the dress. You're not a pro. There is, as far as I'm concerned, there's nothing wrong with cultural appropriation.
Will it get to the point where we can't eat different foods?
Because we're appropriating their culture?
Yeah.
Like we have to get rid of Chinese food?
Yeah, will it happen?
I think we're damn close to that. I am always stunned. Almost every day I'm stunned at how sensitive people are. And Charlie, maybe you're onto something. Maybe it is that people are not as sensitive. They're just tweeting. And in order for the news they have to make it seem like people are outraged. They have to have something to talk about. There really is nothing to talk about with this girl in her Chinese dress.
People look at any picture, anything, and they just go, how can I twist this to make me get somewhat famous and be upset? I'll be the famous upset person about whatever the new thing is, whatever it is, and then they twist it into, this is my opinion, this I could see being offensive, I'll latch onto this, I'll tweet this.
Would you rather have had this girl, if someone, maybe she was looking for a prom dress, and people sent her three pictures of potential prom dresses that she could wear? Hey, what do you think about this one? What do you think about this one? What do you think about this one? And one of them was this Chinese dress, and she responded, oh, God, no, I'd never wear that.
What if it does?
What's worse, her actually wearing the dress to prom because she liked it? Or her going, oh, God, no, I'd never wear that. That looks like something a Chinese person would wear. What's worse? And so do you want her to wear it, or you don't want her to wear it? Quit your crying, you bitches.
And the progressives and stuff, they want to bring everybody together. Everything's a big, like, melting pot, right? We all need to respect each other.
Yeah.
But they're really causing more division with this and saying you can't use this dress or whatever. It's really doing the opposite effect. This woman likes your dress. She wants to wear your dress. It's a coming together, if anything.
Right.
It could be a way of she shows appreciation for what the Chinese creativity when it comes to clothing.
Well, like, but what happens to the point where if we're not allowed to eat Chinese food anymore, if we're not allowed to eat, I'm not Italian. What if I can't eat Italian food anymore? What's going to happen to these businesses?
They're going to go out of business.
Everybody will, because you can only eat. I'm Irish. I can only eat potatoes for the rest of my life. Screw you.
It's kind of like that Joy Reid from MSNBC.
This is good too.
She, she's one of these far left, everything holier than thou, blah blah blah. But then it turns out that on her blog from 10 years ago, she had a lot of posts on there, which were they homophobic posts? Was that what they were?
She's outing gay guys, I think. It was just all gay related stuff. Outing gay guys. I don't know if she was, how bad it was. I didn't read all of them, but it was all gay related.
All right. So she's one that's always, so sensitive. You have to be so sensitive and, yet has all these homophobic posts on her blog from a few years ago, 10 years ago.
Was it her?
But then she claims, no, I was hacked.
10 years ago.
Like someone went in and they hacked not only my blog, but they hacked the Internet Wayback Archive. You know that you can go, that's
a website
you can go and you can see what a website looked at like 10 years ago.
Yes.
They take basically a snapshot. She claims that they were hacked and that people
uploaded their own blogs,
somehow figured out a way to hack into the Wayback Machine and upload fake posts to her blog and make it look like they were 10 years ago where she posted homophobic things. And it's all a big conspiracy. That was.
Is anybody buying this?
Not one person is buying this. No one. Not one. She then even had to come out after she trotted out, her and her lawyers trotted out a so-called cyber expert who claimed to have evidence that she was hacked. They had to backtrack on that a few days later after they were ridiculed by people in the tech world. They had to backtrack and be like, okay, maybe we don't have evidence of this. She now claims, you know, I don't remember writing that stuff. Maybe I did, but I don't remember it. If I did, sorry, I didn't mean to offend you. It's just, it
who is she, by the way? I don't really know who she is. She's a CBS this morning.
No, MSNBC.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. On the ultra liberal network, the one that's like,
yeah,
you know, so sensitive about everything. She's actually saying homophobic things on her blog. And then when called out on it, she tries to say that she was, you know, hacked or whatever. All right, Doogie, we do have the shizzy coming up, the news. What do you have on the way?
There's an actress that I didn't even realize was in the new Avengers movie, and she's causing a stink about her outfit. Who's the star, and what's wrong with her outfit? I'll tell you the story next.
All right, we will get to that in just a moment. We are live in Virginia on board Rolling Glory 1, which is fueled by TA and Petro Stopping Centers. We'll be right back after this with the news. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. Casting from a bus. Now back to Rolling Glory 1. Fueled by TA and Petro Stopping Centers on Rover's Morning Glory.
We are in Virginia on board Rolling Glory 1, which is fueled by TA and Petro Stopping Centers. Known for the great grab-and-go food options. They have freshly prepared salads, sandwiches, fresh fruit. Grab it and go. TA and Petro Stopping Centers. We have the shizzy coming up in just a moment. The news, what do you have on the way, Doogie?
What actress is kind of upset regarding what she wore in the Avengers movie? I'll tell you what the outfit was, and I'll tell you the actress. Also, we have new Oreo flavors. I'm curious what you think about the newest flavors. I'll have those stories for you next.
Peachy Page sent me a text message. She says, Rover, I'm ticked off that they're putting on Bobby Bones in Louisville, who's a syndicated country show. Yet we can't get you on in Louisville. This is BS. I agree, Peachy Page. Total BS. I think we'll be back on in Louisville.
Oh, you do?
I think so. I don't think you can not put us back
when
on.
When we went down there.
We were number one when they take us off. We're number one. The only radio show in the history of radio probably be taken off number one.
You okay. Hit number one and you get taken off.
That's
here.
Right.
Come on now.
That's
come
right.
On. Well, I mean, I don't know what the program director. No disrespect.
Whoa, say it.
So I don't know what they were thinking.
No, it wasn't the program director. They fired him.
Oh.
They fired the program director.
Well, seriously.
And then they flipped the format of the radio station.
To rap, right?
To rap.
And there's already three rap stations.
There's already three rap stations, and they're in the last place. They've got to do it.
If I was a program director, first of all, I'd have kept you guys because you were number one, and I would not have flipped the format of the station.
They got to put us back on. They have to, right?
I agree.
If iHeart knows what they're doing, they put us back on, right, Jeffrey?
I agree.
I'm going to.
We're on the HD2 station, right?
We're on the HD2 channel. That's right. We've hit the big time.
Uh-huh. Yep,
if you're one of the three people in the entire country that can pick up that HD signal, you can listen to Rover's Morning Glory live there. Maybe. Because it's all automated. So sometimes it's probably on, sometimes it's probably not. Who knows? Doogie, are you ready for the shizzy?
Let's do it.
Hit a shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
At least 103 Uber drivers in the U.S. have been accused of sexually assaulting or abusing their passengers in the past 4 years. That's according to a new CNN investigation. At least 31 of the popular ride app's drivers have been convicted, in fact, for crimes which pretty much range from forcing, like forcible touching and false imprisonment, even to rape. So there's not a public database on the number of sex assaults committed by rideshare drivers, but CNN did get their numbers by reviewing police reports and court documents in 20 major U.S. cities.
Is this any different than
a cab?
I mean, they're not doing it right. They're not doing a study on cabs. Did a study on cabs,
it wouldn't be that high.
Why do you say that?
That seems high. Do they do background checks on these drivers for Uber? It doesn't sound like it, but I think a cab driver would be a more extensive background check.
Well, I don't know.
Because you need to get your cabbie license.
Have you ever been in a cab? Has that ever struck you as this guy? This guy passed an incredible background check.
Yeah, but they have those licenses.
He's wearing a turban, and it smells garbage in the cab.
It does smell in there.
I mean,
it's like BO. But I'm saying these Uber drivers, I feel like you could just sign up. I have friends that do. You just sign up and you start driving. I don't feel like there's a background check. As long as you have a license.
I think there is.
Rover, you just need to have a license. You need a car. And that's it.
I think there's some sort of background.
And one of your requirements that your car has to be no more than 3 years old.
Have you looked into it?
One time I took Uber. I was taking Uber down to my appearance in the downtown. You know, I was meeting up with you guys. Yeah. And I asked the Uber driver. He said, yeah, if you got a car, I go, yeah. And he said, well, what year is it? I said, well, it's 2007 Ford Escape. It's too old.
What?
So you have looked into driving? I don't know anything. No, you just.
He'd
I don't
be
know
perfect.
Anything you just said.
He would never use navigation.
Oh,
he knows,
never, and he would just. He would. He'd be on this 24 hours a day. There would always be an Uber available if Jeffrey were around.
And he would just love to talk to the people.
Yep.
That's the perfect job.
Are you sure?
Using the radio.
It's only 3 years old.
No, because I've been older than three years old.
Because I think when it first started, I think it was they were all nicer cars. But now I've noticed I've been picked up in just. Pickup trucks before, so
I think it's more like eight. But
I'm trying to look. Let's see.
And the only background check they do is a driving record. I think. I think they do a background check.
Yeah, they should.
Yeah.
For sexual assault.
I tried to use Uber to get from my house to downtown for that Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction thing. Nothing available. Oh. Like I guess I live in the middle of nowhere.
You do.
Where there's
you live in
no
nowhere.
Yeah. Ubers.
There's none
available.
Here either.
Yeah.
Where we're at right now. But yeah, I'm not surprised there's none at your house.
Let me see. It depends on where you live, apparently.
Jeffrey should definitely do
this.
Yeah.
What year was your vehicle?
My car is a 2007 Ford Escape.
Okay. The company changed the vehicle year requirement for the following cities for Uber X and Uber XL drivers. Atlanta 2005 or newer, Boston 2001 or newer, Chicago 2001 or newer.
The years? That's a year? So you can as old as 2001?
Yeah,
you're in the range, Jeffrey.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
You're totally in
3 years. You're definitely in the range.
Let's sign him up.
New York City is 2010 or newer, though. So
I think the only thing you have to do is you have to bring your car to some place and they kind of inspect it a little bit. Make sure it's not.
You are required to have a clean driving record.
You have any speeding tickets?
Haven't had any speeding tickets in years.
DUI?
No DUIs.
Didn't you have all sorts of things where you didn't have insurance and weird stuff
like
that?
Well, it was a non-compliant suspension, and once I got the insurance, it was lifted.
Yeah, that's. I think driving record is a lot different than that. That's DUIs.
Okay, I'm sure he has nothing on his driving record, right?
Right.
Okay, all right.
What about the pipe coming through your floorboard on the passenger side? Did you fix that?
That's been fixed.
Okay.
All right, go on, Dougie.
So, you know how easy it is for me to cry when I see old people because I feel bad for them or I feel like they're lonely or they're alone where no family come and visit them? So, it just breaks my heart to see old people because I don't want to be lonely when I get older. So here, I thought this was interesting. Young people are far more likely than senior citizens to report being lonely and in poor health. I thought that was a little crazy. It's a surprising survey of about 20,000 Americans. The study was released today, and they say the overall national loneliness score was alarmingly high at 44. So that's based on a scale between 20 and 80. But the prevalence of social isolation among those ages of 18 to 22... That's where we have a problem because the younger people, that Generation Z, They had loneliness scores of about 48 compared with nearly 39 for those 72 and older.
It's because all of their so-called friendships are fake online. They're
that's sad.
The Facebook, that's, you know, you're not really. The myth of Facebook is that people are connecting and you're closer to one another. Mm-hmm. That nothing can be further from the truth. You actually, you in order to wish someone a happy birthday, you click a button and then the fake wishes them a happy birthday, and you're reminded of it, so you don't actually have to do any work. It's really having the opposite effect of bringing.
No, it makes you feel
together.
Lonely too, and you log in and you see all of your friends having tons of fun, and sure. Like you're not. But
and
of
they're
course,
not even having tons of fun. They're just faking having tons of fun because they're out taking pictures of themselves,
sure.
Not even having fun, but trying to make it look like they're
still,
having fun.
They're out there.
But they say
stuff, having a good time.
The loneliness actually has the same effect on mortality as smoking 15 cigarettes a day. So it makes it even more dangerous than obesity.
That's
what the survey said.
Yes, a pack of cigarettes a day is just as bad.
Yes.
No way.
I don't think so. Okay. They may say that, but I'm not buying it.
Okay. The company that makes Gibson guitars and Baldwin pianos, they filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection early this morning. And they're calling this...
Did you guys go to the factory in
was that where we went? Gibson?
Yes, Gibson, yeah.
Oh, no. Everywhere we set
Nashville.
Foot, iHeart, bankrupt. Gibson, bankrupt. What's next?
I have no idea.
Yeah, it was cool. Their guitars were pretty pricey. Like, how much were they, Spencer?
Well, I played a $25,000 one.
Oh, wow.
In the showroom. But, yeah, they're thousands at the least, yeah.
Which one kind of guitar did you play? It's a Les Paul, a ESP-55.
It was ESP.
Say it again?
It was an ESP, yeah.
Okay, yeah, that's it's a type of guitar Chuck Berry and B.B. King were known to use.
That is correct.
All right, let's talk some Oreos. There was a call for new flavors, and they got hundreds of thousands of ideas for a new Oreo flavor. And now we have whittled it down to three, and they've decided to market all three. And these are odd flavors. What?
Okay.
Cherry Cola.
They're picking, whittle it down, and then I thought they were picking one.
Well, we've got cherry.
I already saw these in the store. There's cherry cola. I bought a pack because my
did?
Girlfriend likes to try all the different Oreos.
Uh-huh.
I bought her a pack of cherry cola. They had pina colada.
Yep.
But those were the Oreo thins, and I don't think they have cream in it or something. I don't know what an Oreo thin is, so I didn't get that.
It's the same thing as a regular Oreo cookie, except the cookie part is a lot thinner than a regular cookie.
You sure?
Jeffrey knows sweets. Come on.
Okay, you're right.
This whole diet is sugar.
And then there was kettle corn.
Yes.
Which I didn't buy.
That doesn't sound very good either.
The cherry cola one was okay. I don't know. It has like Pop Rocks in it. When you eat it, it starts exploding in your mouth. I had one, and then I don't
think
I'll.
They
do this because they get in the news four times a year by inventing just
new
weirdest,
flavors.
Yes.
Yeah.
And my girlfriend buys every single new one.
Now, do they keep those on the shelves, or do they just disappear?
They just disappear.
A while?
Okay. You buy the one pack. It's actually a smaller pack. It's just as much money. I noticed they're smaller
because
they're gourmet or something.
Uh-huh.
You try them. Some of them are good, but the cherry cola one. You had
Oreo
one.
Is a delicious cookie.
It's
though,
a great cookie,
isn't it?
Really I had the delicious. Peanut butter Oreos. I thought they were really good.
Whoa. Tell me about it.
Oh, yeah. It's like the cream just tastes like freaking peanut butter.
Hmm.
So, there you go.
Okay.
All right, go on, dude.
And then, finally, I did not see the new Avengers movie, but apparently Elizabeth Olsen is in this. Isn't she one of the Olsen twins?
Are you sure?
She's a sister.
No. That would be Mary-Kate and Ashley.
Yeah,
Mary-Kate
and Ashley are twins.
Mary-Kate and Ashley.
I had no idea that they had another sister that acted. So, she looks just like... I saw the picture. She looks just like the twins. It's crazy. So Elizabeth Olsen is in the Avengers movie, and she is a little vocal about her outfit. And she says that she wears corsets, but she would like it to be a little higher. She's not happy with how revealing her outfit is in the Avengers movie. She says she's the only one that has that
what
type of revealing outfit.
Do we have a picture of this?
Scarlet Witch.
Scarlet Witch?
Yes.
Scarlet Witch, yeah.
Oh, is she the Mayan? She's got her hands out. She makes little red balls.
Yeah, I'm trying to get a picture.
She says, quote, it's funny because...
She can control people's minds and stuff.
Ooh, she looks good.
She's not really complaining about
no,
this.
She is.
Give me a break. They
she
made
said,
you look good in this thing.
She said...
Yeah, that's a bad outfit.
Yeah, it's. She said she was the only one that had cleavage. All the like Scarlett Johansson's outfit didn't have cleavage.
It could be much worse. Well, could be much worse.
She's allowed to say that.
You could also not be in the movie if you're so offended by
the
outfit
they
want you to wear.
We'll take you out of the script. You want to do that?
Exactly.
We were talking about that movie last night.
Yeah.
And Jeffrey didn't even know there was a main character that was in it. I asked him. I go. Captain America, how much is he in this movie? And Jeffrey goes, he's not in it at all.
I thought you went to see the movie.
I did go to see the movie. I just didn't realize that Captain America had changed his appearance for this movie. I remember him in the blue outfit and the helmet and the shield and all that crap, like when I saw the first Captain America movie.
But it's the same actor, right?
Yeah, it's the same actor, but I just didn't realize that he, as cast, the character, changed his appearance with a beard. So, my bad. I remember when he was clean shaven and had that doll.
He'd be fooled by Clark Kent.
That's the shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
The official app of Rover's Morning Glory is the best smelling app in the damn app store.
The stench is unbearable.
It smells horrific.
Get the RMG app and get the show wherever you go.
I don't know if Doogie should be concerned about this, but she told me, and I just pulled up this article. She told me that she ate at a restaurant. And you were in where, Doogie? In Michigan or something week or two ago?
Last weekend. I was, not a couple of days ago, but the week before, I was in Michigan to see my mom.
Yeah. And you ate at a restaurant.
Yeah.
And they have, hepatitis A outbreak at this restaurant? Or what is it? Now? Explain this to me.
Warning, if you ate at this restaurant... in this city, on this road, you might have been exposed to hepatitis A. So I text my family and I go, yo, we weren't in this city, were we? We weren't in Warren. And they go, yeah, why? We were at that restaurant on that road in that city. I was at
that
restaurant. Yes. What are the damn chances?
Oh, I thought it was, I didn't know it was specifically one store. I thought it was all the stores.
No.
One of the... food service workers at the restaurant was diagnosed with hepatitis A.
Yeah.
And now they're warning that customers should be on the lookout for the following symptoms, which can develop between 15 and 50 days after exposure. Hmm. So you are approaching, you haven't hit 15 days yet, abdominal pain, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea,
every day,
dark urine, fever, chills, and yellow skin and eyes.
I did notice that my pee was really golden honey brown yesterday. Are you serious? No, I'm okay. I don't feel anything.
Dark urine.
Dark urine
is a symptom of this.
It says it's spread, hepatitis A, spread by eating food or drinking water contaminated with infected feces. So how is this being spread? The guy's not washing his hands?
Yeah, the guy probably went into the bathroom, wiped his ass, didn't wash his hands, and went out there and prepared some food.
Makes the food, hands it right to Doogie, she puts it in her mouth.
Well,
that's disgusting.
I don't know. At this point, I think just the health department says that a food service worker at this restaurant was diagnosed with hepatitis A. I don't know as if they... are saying that anyone has gotten ill from this yet.
Well, just the worker has it.
The worker has it.
Oh, I bet we deal with...
They are saying that there is a widespread hepatitis A outbreak in Michigan. According to the health department, more than 800 cases have been reported in the past year and a half. Now, I don't think they're all tied to this restaurant, but...
You said it's a food delivery worker?
No, food service worker. Like a cook.
Food service worker. Okay.
Yeah, like a cook at the restaurant has hepatitis A. Or a potentially a server, but I guess probably a cook. I don't even know what hepatitis A is.
I know my dad has a hepatitis.
Wait, is there Hep C, right? A, no, B, and C?
Yes. My dad has a version of hepatitis. I don't remember
I don't like that.
What do you mean?
Do you want to ban Charlie from the bus now?
I don't know. Do you have this now? I mean,
I don't know.
Well, you have to touch his feces then and then touch your food.
Yeah, that's what we do as a family. So
what is
he has
Pam
one
Anderson.
Of them. I don't remember which one.
She has hepatitis C, I think.
There's A, B, C, D, and E. Jeez. Five kinds.
There's E?
Oh, there's more. Yeah, there's an E. Robert's right here on the site.
Wait a second. Hepatitis E? I've never heard of this. Has anyone ever heard of that?
Robert, no. It's, it has a whole thing, a whole website on it.
It's like they're adding letters like LGBTQ. I mean, why not? It used to be LGBT, but now hepatitis has all the way up to E. I don't know what that is exactly, hepatitis A. But
I guess this affects your liver. That's some kind of liver disease.
Oh, that's by the jaundice then, I guess.
They say that...
Oh, I think that's what my dad had.
Hep A?
Yeah.
They say that if you are given a vaccine within 14 days... within 14 days of exposure, that they can prevent you from getting this. But you are nearing that 14-day limit, Douge.
Wait,
so I don't know if you should go in and get this or not.
Nobody has it. It's just a worker has it.
And it's not just one shot. Usually it's three shots you have to get over time.
I
used to work at a pool, and we used to have to take the garbage out. So they said, funny, you have to get this hepatitis shot. So you get the first shot, and you wait 3 more months or 6 months, get another shot. Then you wait another 6 months, get another shot for it to fully work.
So, Tabor says that he or she, I don't know if that's a guy or a girl, I live in southern Indiana, and we are having an outbreak of this. I guess it's a girl. I'm 19 weeks pregnant.
Oh,
it's
no.
It's scary. I've eaten at a couple of these places where there have been outbreaks. I guess you could go into your doctor, Douge, and get a vaccine. They have some sort of vaccine that can protect you from this, but you have to do it this week because once you hit this weekend, you're going to be at that 14-day limit. You'll be out of luck.
Well, I'll be in Florida.
Yeah, you got a kid?
Oh,
no,
wow.
You get this before you come down.
Am I in that time that the outbreak? I don't have the article. What's the time frame?
You already read the article and you noticed you're at the same restaurant.
Yeah, 15 to 50 days.
No,
that's
the
when
date.
Symptoms can develop, okay. But the vaccine you have to get within 14 days of potential exposure. The date of what?
When this happened.
Memory loss must be a...
Huh?
It doesn't matter when it happened. It's when were you there?
Was I there when they
This article is from 2 days ago, but you were there. This guy would have been working there, Douge.
That's not good.
Does she not understand?
Can she hear us?
When did you eat there?
Last weekend.
Okay.
Yep.
He worked there at the time.
That's right.
Yes. You're in the zone.
Yes. Now you have 14 days to, I don't know how this is so complicated for her to follow. You have 14 days to get a vaccine after you've been exposed to hepatitis A.
Robert, you can't just let her get hepatitis A. She obviously doesn't care.
Yeah, but she's coming on the bus, dude.
Yeah, she can not wipe her ass.
And she's in the toilet nonstop.
Yeah, six times a day. Diarrhea.
No, I have not pooped on that bus.
Should she have to get a Hep A vaccine before we allow her to come down and get on Rolling Glory 1.
This is a good idea.
I would say A, B, C, D, and E
just
vaccine.
To cover all
the alphabet of hepatitis vaccine.
Let's be safe.
Okay. We are on our way to West Palm Beach. I think Doogie is going to fly out.
What day? Down there. What day, Doogie, you coming?
Tomorrow I'm coming.
Well, she'd be on the bus.
She said
Thursday?
She wasn't coming.
Well, she tried to weasel her way out of it. Is my understanding. She
I don't know what's going on, but she was acting like she wasn't coming yesterday.
I heard that I think we're going to do a swap with the midday show. They have a girl who works on their show, and I think we're going to give Doogie to them, and we're going to take their girl
on Friday on
our show.
God help them.
And
shut up.
Doogie, I think, is nervous about this, if I had
to
guess.
So she's trying anything she can do to not come down?
Well, please. I would be nervous, too, if I were her. Think about this. You're going to step into a radio studio, this midday show at our West Palm station, the penthouse. She's going to step into this show, and it's going to be so apparent within 30 seconds that I've been the one propping Doogie up for
the
past 14 years.
Get the hell out of here. You are so lame.
And
they're going to love me.
She's being exposed for who she is once she's on another show.
Okay.
They're not there. There's no
safety net.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. So we are in Virginia right now. I believe we're going to be, I think we're stopping in Savannah, Georgia. I think.
Cool.
Tonight. So we'll be broadcasting from Savannah tomorrow morning. Maybe I think people email me from Savannah, and they want to do a fan.
We've been there a couple times.
We've been there.
I've never been to Savannah.
You weren't there when we saw the alligator in the water?
No, I wasn't with you guys.
Oh, okay.
That was cool. We saw an alligator in Savannah. So maybe we'll do a fan meetup tomorrow, perhaps. We'll wait and see. But I have to take a break right now. We'll come back with Tech Tuesday. Dan Costa from PCMag.com will be on to answer your technology questions. 866-YO-ROVER, 866-967-6837 to ask Dan a question. If you saw something in the news you have a question about, if you are having an issue with something, a tech problem, a tech support issue, give us a call. Whatever it is, 866-967-6837. We'll be right back on Rover's Morning Glory. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory.
A crew on a trek to seek out new adventures.
To boldly go where no radio show has gone before.
Invading your city next.
Just watch out for Klingons on Jeffrey's ass.
Now back to Rolling Glory 1, fueled by TA and Petro Stopping Centers.
We are live in Virginia on board Rolling Glory 1, making our way down to Florida, West Palm Beach, for a festival going on down there, Sunfest. We went to this last year, going to go again this year. So we will have a fan meetup in West Palm Beach. I don't have the details on that. Maybe I think it's been said. I just don't have them in front of me, but I'll let you know either later today or tomorrow. We are fueled by TA and Petro Stopping Centers. They have full-service restaurants in many of the TAs and Petros, country prides inside the TAs and iron skillets inside Petro Stopping Centers. They have great food. Jeffrey stops and eats at those. What do you think the odds are that Jeffrey mentioned as he ate at that TA? He said he was at the Country Pride restaurant. Him and his family on the way back. What are the odds that he mentioned that he works on this show and we have a bus that's sponsored by TA and Petro Stopping Centers?
100%.
150%, yeah, right?
For
Did
sure.
you mention it, Jeffrey?
No, I just said.
You didn't mention
wait,
it?
What? No, wait till I tell you. All I said was, I just heard about you guys on the radio.
That's it.
That's well, all
it
I said.
It never came up that you work on the radio? That
never came up.
What were you wearing?
I was wearing jeans and a t-shirt and a hoodie.
That hoodie?
You have not on this right hoodie.
The one that
hoodie
says, I work at Rover's Morning Glory.
Yeah, I do not have on any rollers. The only person that I had my older, my son had an RMG hoodie on.
Okay, did he say something?
No.
My dad worked on the radio.
No.
All right, so we nailed it. Was 100%. All right, it is Tuesday. It's time for Tech Tuesday. Dan Costa from PCMag.com will be on to talk about technology news and answer your questions. Let's get started with Tech Tuesday.
We have the technology.
Tech Tuesday on Rover's Morning Glory.
All right, let's go to Dan Costa, the editor-in-chief of PCMag.com. Good morning, Dan. How are you, my man?
I'm doing very good. How you doing? How you doing, man?
I'm doing all right. So what is big in technology news right now?
I got to tell you, the big shakeup, and we knew this was going to happen. We knew, you know, this has been under development for a very long time, but it looks like Sprint and T-Mobile are going to merge. I have very mixed feelings about this. Those are the, you know, number three, number four carriers in the country. They're the small guys compared to Verizon and AT&T. But in all likelihood, a year from now, we're only going to have three major carriers in the United States. And the question is, the way I see it, I think we're going to see, you know, higher prices. We're going to see fewer phones coming to market. And I question whether or not this is a good thing for competition, a good thing for consumers. But the deal is almost certainly going to get done.
So you believe that because we'll go from four major carriers to three major carriers, you think that they will be worse for the consumer?
I do. I mean, look, consolidation is, you know, happens in every field. But the question, you get to a certain point where, you know, having competition is good. I mean, T-Mobile has been super aggressive and has been investing in their network. They've lowered prices. They pretty much single-handedly forced the other carriers to stop relying on contracts and locking people into two-year contracts. T-Mobile innovated. And the only reason that they did all those things is because they were competing against these other companies. And now you're going to have three huge companies. I mean, you're going to have less competition. So what is to keep them from slowly raising up prices? You know, and we're going to see the same thing we see in wired ISPs, where people don't have enough choice about who they get their internet from. And as a result, the cable companies can pretty much charge whatever they want.
Yeah, that is true. I mean, you don't have, in my home, there are not, you don't have 10 providers of internet that I could shop around with to get internet at my home. And I will say that maybe T-Mobile and Sprint, they merge, maybe the network will be better. I mean, Sprint not known for having a great network, Dan.
No, that's, I mean, look, so Sasha, you know, I, you know, work with some guys that cover this industry, and I was just talking to Sasha about it this morning, and, you know, he just published a piece on PC Mag that says, like, you know, from a technical perspective, this does make sense. I mean, they're going to plug holes in their network. They're going to unify their technologies. The customers from Sprint will probably have access to a better network. So there's a lot of opportunities for technical improvements. The real question is, what happens to prices? You know, we already pay a lot for our data in this country, and I just think that you're removing one of the things that's kept those prices in check up to this point.
What else do we have in technology news, Dan?
So today you're going to see a lot of stories about Facebook. Facebook is having its F8 conference in California. This is their annual developer conference. This is where Facebook and pretty much every tech company does this. They court developers and partners and try and woo them and get them to build products and services on their network. But the thing is, it's a very different presentation than what we saw when Zuckerberg was talking in front of Congress. To this crowd, he's going to need to highlight how valuable the data they collect is, how big their audience is, how much they can facilitate businesses around using that private data. So he's got a fine line to walk here. He needs to show that he's respecting privacy for the cameras. But he also needs to show that there's still a viable business here and that developers can make money using their service. So it should be interesting to see how he walks that line.
I saw a bunch of Facebook commercials. Did you see those?
Oh, my God. It made me want to just punch my TV.
it's just talking about how they started. It's just connecting friends, and it's just two guys in a hammock.
Right.
And then it's just like,
oh, we take your privacy serious. All these it wanted me to take my TV and throw it right at
Mark Zuckerberg's
face.
And then evil music started, and it was like, and then we got taken over by fake news and everything, but they're going to get back on track.
Yeah.
That was the point of the commercial?
It's so obvious, though, that they're just pandering to you, you know? I think it's a bad move. I think it's very transparent.
It's also not really how they got started. I mean, we saw the movie. We saw how it started. This was basically Hot or Not. They were using it to evaluate, you know, girls in college. Like, this is the origin story of Facebook. It has become something else, but it's very much a, sort of a whitewashing effort. And I just don't think anybody's going to buy it.
Back in the innocent days of the internet, Hot or Not, what a great, I mean, they need to, like, reinstitute that. I mean, it's probably still up, but no one has used
that.
What was
it? You just upload a picture? Oh, that was it.
Pictures of girls, and you would just...
you could upload a guy, yeah.
Well, I think you could filter that. Do you want to see only girls or only guys? And then you just vote, are they hot or not?
Very simple.
you vote, and then it shows you the next picture.
Did you ever upload your own picture?
I did not.
Okay.
Did you?
Not that I remember. I remember some friends doing it, and they got some results that they were not happy with. They thought way more highly
of
them. They were not hot. They found this out. Before that, they thought they were hot.
All right. All right, let's get some questions in for Dan Costa. 866-YO-ROVER, 866-967-6837. Jimbo, you're on Rover's Morning Glory on Tech Tuesday. Go ahead, Jimbo.
Dan, I appreciate what you do, and I've learned a lot from you. My question is in regards to the 5G network going active in Cleveland. I know 80 cities in Ohio have sued the state in regards to that. It's an invasion of the home once this network goes up. And I just kind of wanted you to explain to myself and others, what is 5G, what does it do, and how is it different than 4G? I know in
Jimbo, what are you? What do you mean they've been suing for invasion of the home? I don't know exactly anything about these lawsuits. Cities are suing cell phone networks over 5G networks.
They're suing the state over 5G because it's an invasion of your home. The way that the network of the data is used. If you just Google Ohio cities sue over 5G. But I just wanted to get Dan's. The towers are in Westlake, North Olmsted, and Lakewood. And West Park, Cleveland, I've spotted those. So I just wanted to get his opinion of 5G and his professional analysis of what 5G does and what is its benefits or what are...
All right. Well, Dan, give us the rundown on 5G.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, and actually, we have a lot. There are a lot of questions about what exactly 5G is. We have a really, really long explainer on PCMag.com. If you search for what is 5G, you can read the whole thing. But there's a couple of issues here. 5G, to put it simply, is just the next generation wireless network that carriers are rolling out across the globe. So it's not just in the United States, but across the globe. It's a new standard. It is eventually going to be much faster than the 4G LTE networks that we have today. But it's going to work in conjunction with these networks. The thing about 5G is that it's very fast, but it tends to be short range. So it doesn't, it's, you know, think of it instead of having a tower that covers a 3-block radius, you're going to have smaller boxes that are installed in streetlights. And you're going to have fast hop connections between the streetlights themselves. So there's going to be a lot of 5G deployment. Where to put all these boxes is going to be an issue for a lot of cities and for a lot of carriers. So I'm thinking maybe that's part of sort of the privacy issue.
Well, I'm reading this, and the guy has it sort of I'll explain it here in just a second. But if this is true, Dan, and it's a shorter range, there are parts where I have trouble getting 4G service. And if you're telling me 5G will be shorter and they're going to have to put more stuff up, it seems like there could be more potential dead spots.
Does your phone have a problem when you switch from 4 to 3 if you're streaming something or anything?
I never switch to 3. It never switches down to 3G. It's always on 4G.
Okay.
I'm just wondering if there's going to be more dead spots between, and then it would go from 5G to 4G apparently. And I don't know. Sometimes I would... back in a couple of years ago, if it switched down to 3G, it wouldn't come back to 4G.
Oh, no, never. Yeah.
It just sits there. The lawsuit he's talking about, Dan, is 80 cities suing the state over a wireless network law, which they say intrudes on the city's home rule rights to decide where a cell phone, antenna, and equipment can be erected. So it's not invasion of your home. Oh. Like, 5G is spying on you or something like that. It's all about cities want to be able to determine where and how these cell phone towers can be erected, probably want to charge cell phone companies a certain amount. The state probably says, no, we have our own rules of what the carriers can and can't do.
Give us the 5G.
Give it to us. That's right. Let's go to Brian, who has a question for Dan Costa from PCMag.com. Go ahead, Brian.
Yeah, question is your opinion on the legitimacy of cryptocurrency and decentralized banking, specifically Litecoin, what your opinion is, what you know about it, where is it going to be, if you could elaborate.
Yep. So cryptocurrency is the short answer is that I absolutely think this is a bubble, and it's a bubble that could pop. There are hundreds of cryptocurrencies out there. There are a ton of cryptocurrency scams. A lot of people are getting scammed and ripped off and losing money. I think that it's a very risky prospect. It's a complicated financial tool set, and I really caution people from putting their hard-earned money into these into these currencies at this point. That said, I do think that long term, some of these are going to thrive, and that there are going to be legitimate businesses that are built around it. I just think, when you buy any stock and you open up an E-Trade account, they ask you a bunch of questions and they say, how much risk can you tolerate? How much do you understand financial products? The truth for cryptocurrencies, nobody knows how it works. Nobody knows how it works, and there's a ton of people that are spinning people up, trying to get people to put in money that they're never going to get back. So I would say proceed with great caution if you want to get involved with this.
Snitz, our video guy, is our crypto king here on the show. What's your feeling on Litecoin, Snitz?
I have a position in Litecoin.
You have a position in Litecoin?
Yeah.
It just sounds like it's so, like, I have a position in that, yeah. I'm shorting Litecoin.
I position all the top 10 coins right now.
The top 10, huh?
But there's some scams out there, definitely.
How's it working out for you? I mean, if we were to take, let's just say, just for sake of argument, say you put $1,000 into all your top 10 cryptocurrencies. How much is all of that supposedly worth today?
I'm up right now, so.
Really? By how much?
At least 5%.
5%?
So what's that? How much is that?
Are we counting your rig in that?
We are not counting that, no.
Of course.
Because I bought on the dip. So I bought when it was low, and now it's coming back up. Okay. But yeah, during the February stuff, it was like everybody's losing money.
What are you asking him, Charlie? Because he has a mining rig.
He put a lot of money into the rig, and I want to make sure that he's counting that towards his.
No.
So you're not, the stuff that you're mining, you're not counting that to be.
No. 5%. The actual computer.
Well,
that
right,
he bought.
But let's talk about what he has. Are you adding? Not your initial investment, but are you adding the coin that you mined to that so that you get to 5%?
Okay. Oh, you're not.
No, I have a spreadsheet that keeps them separate.
Okay, cool. Okay.
That has not made money yet. I mean, I'm making money, but it has not my
turned
ROI.
A profit yet.
No, I have not returned my investment yet. No.
I have.
Won't it suck when Snitz becomes a billionaire, a crypto billionaire?
We're going
to
be the crypto.
And I'm going to have to kiss his feet and try to,
Yeah, and we'll remember everything you said.
Like, no, Snitz, I knew you were going to be so successful in crypto.
I have $400.
And then Snitz will jump into a self-driving car and drive away. Right. Okay. That's going to suck when that happens. Let me go to Tom, who has a question for Dan Costa from PCMag.com. Go ahead, Tom.
Hey guys, I'm looking at HD projectors for outdoor use, just for finding Dory at nighttime for my kids with neighbors. I've got like a $300 to $400 budget, and my lumens. Is there really a big difference between 2,000 and 3,000 lumens for the application I'm using it for? And also, is there a big difference between 1280, 800 versus 920 and 1080?
Yeah, all right, so he wants a projector for outside. That's to show the kids, I guess, have like a movie time outside. All right. What do you think, Dan?
So I would go big on the lumens for outdoor entertainment. I mean, just because I think that that's going to make the biggest difference. I would care a little bit less about the resolution just because it's not a controlled environment. But, 1080 is definitely, if you can get it, that's totally the way I would go. But it's very, the lumens are going to be important because you're not going to be able to completely control the environment, and then the outdoor indoor. I mean, nothing. I don't know of any weatherproof projectors, regardless. So you're going to be dragging it out, wiring it up, and pulling it back in at the end of the night. So something that's a little bit easy to port to carry would probably be the way to go. I know LG.
Yeah, I think the lumens are important because you can't turn the moon off. If you're trying to show a movie or a street light or the ambient light. I have a projector in my home and. If the window shades are open, you can barely, the screen is just completely washed out. You have to have the shades down. Yeah. That's in the theater. You have to have it down. And at night, you don't have any control over that because I think there's more ambient light at night than you might anticipate. I think you're right. Lumens, high on the lumens, right, Dan?
Yeah, totally. I mean, if you're going to make the investment, I would choose lumens over pixels, over resolution. And then NEC makes some really nice, NEC displays make some really nice projectors, some of our editor's choices.
And lumens is just basically a measure how much light output it has. How bright is that picture going to be? The brighter it is outside, in this case, the higher the lumens have to be to compensate for that. All right, Dan, what do you guys have at PCMag.com right now that people would be interested in checking out?
Well, I've got stuff on everything we talked about on this show, including, you know, what is 5G and the latest coverage on the Sprint T-Mobile merge. We've sort of made the conclusion that we're not going to try and rally people to try and head off this merger just because it's a done deal. But if you want to know how it's going to affect you, we're going to offer a lot of coverage there and sort of explain what the issues are.
All right, you can check that out at PCMag.com for news and opinion. Dan, as always, I appreciate it, my man.
All right, man. Safe travels.
Thank you. We are on our way to West Palm Beach on board Rolling Glory 1, which is fueled by TA and Petro Stopping Centers. We're going to take a break. If you're listening to us on a station like in West Palm Beach that only carries the show until 10 a.m., you can continue listening or watching live at roverradio.com or with the Rover Radio app. For everyone else, we will be right back after this with our last shizzy of the morning next. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. Broadcasting from city to city, from a bus. Hopefully they've got pants on. Now back to Rolling Glory 1, fueled by TA and Petro Stopping Centers on Rover's Morning Glory.
We are live on board Rolling Glory 1, fueled by TA and Petro Stopping Centers. We are in Virginia right now. And we're on our way down to Florida, to West Palm Beach. Jeffrey has been asking me if we're going to stop in Orlando. For what? What's in Orlando?
Oh, the WWE Performance Center.
Did you bring your wrestling gear?
Yeah, I brought a few things to work out in.
The boots?
All right, well, in case we stop in Orlando?
Yeah, just my knee elbow pads, ankle braces, and
what if we get there and they say, you know, like if we do decide to stop in Orlando, or maybe they'll hear this, they'll invite us. And you show up, you have your elbow pads, your knee pads, you have all of that.
Ankle braces.
You have no boots. They're going to say, remember like when you were a kid and you weren't allowed on the gym floor in certain kinds of shoes?
Right. Had to be tennis shoes.
I mean, wouldn't it be a real bummer if you got all the way into this building, the performance center? You have your wrestling outfit, your knee pads, your elbow pads, but they won't let you in the ring because you have the wrong kind of shoes?
No, I'm just saying a lot of the people that work out there, or a lot of the recruits that work out there and the trainees wear standard, you know, sneakers.
Rover, he could be the first barefoot wrestler.
Oh, that's
his
cool.
His finishing move is that drop kick with that foot fungus. You put it right in a guy's face,
guys,
knocks him out.
There's been several wrestlers down through the history of professional wrestling that have wrestled barefoot. Antonio Rocca.
Really?
Wrestled barefoot.
I've never seen somebody go barefoot.
Velvet McIntyre wrestled barefoot.
Oh, okay,
who could female wrestler?
Velvet McIntyre. Who else?
Why wouldn't people just step on
Lance
their toes?
Von Erich wrestled barefoot?
Of the Von Erich brothers?
Yeah.
Yeah. Why wouldn't a wrestler just smash the dude's feet at this foot?
That's immediately what I would do. I'd walk in, I'd have big boots on, I'd just start smashing his toes, and he'd be out.
Well, whatever. I'm just saying, like, down through wrestling history, there have been wrestlers that have wrestled barefoot.
I Googled this WWE Performance Studio in Orlando, and recently a guy got arrested. He was a super fan of wrestling, and he's trying to get inside of it, very similar to what we have going on here.
Uh-huh.
And he's just doing wrestling moves out front, and then he gets arrested, and he has a restraining order against him. So
you can't just walk in and
wrestle. Right, it's not open to the public. Public, though, that's the only thing. But if that's I can just go there and take a picture of me in a building, that'd be fine.
Theater might be able to sneak in. He has a history of that.
Well,
Charlie's got a history of sneaking in places.
Yeah.
I asked during the commercial break. I asked Charlie and Snitz. Theater, you weren't in here, but I'm trying to think of the way that we can word this. Out of wrestling fans, Theater, adult fans.
Okay.
Not 12-year-olds, how many of them are afflicted with something?
Yeah, they wear like affliction shirt.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm.
You're talking about around, like in the nation, what percentage would
yes,
be?
Yes, throughout the country. I'm talking about ones that are over the age of 15.
I mean, unless a parent has a kid and then they're into it and you're taking your kid to bond and stuff.
No.
Exclude them.
Yes. No. Just, they're included.
Oh, you're going to include them?
Yes. They're included. If you're a wrestling fan.
Not for the kid, though. You're just an adult wrestling fan because you're into it, right?
Yeah.
Because you're into it.
Yes.
Because you're into it.
Because the adult is into it. I see what you're saying. All right. Because the adult is into it. How many, percentage-wise, how many
wear
are...
Affliction shirts.
Oh, man. It's got to be high.
Because that means afflicted, right? It means they wear affliction shirts.
Yeah, everybody knows that.
Right. Okay.
Some form of affliction.
Mm-hmm. Some, so just any sort of clothing that has affliction on it.
I would say just... Dude, you don't follow. It's 75%.
Wow,
70. Are you not with me?
But you Charlie just told said, me you're playing. A,
Charlie said 40%.
I know. 40.
Watch it on TV when they show the crowd shots. are you guys idiots?
But you're the one that watches it sometimes. And you just told me this great PlayStation game you got of this wrestling.
Oh yeah, I got a good wrestling. 2018.
Peterson set up his own wrestling guy on PlayStation. He's not only do you wrestle, you're sitting around in the workout room working out with Hulk Hogan, asking him if he wants to team up with you and stuff.
Well, Dieter is wearing an Affliction t-shirt right now, so
yes.
Some
the lowest level part.
So he Dieter is part of the 70%.
Yeah. 75%. What are you saying, Rover? What percentage?
I don't know. When Charlie said 40, I go, whoa, that high?
Oh, you guys
really?
Are idiots. You guys are idiots, excluding the parents with their kids because the kids like it. If you look at it on TV, if you ever meet people, that famous video, the guy's talking to wrestlers in an auditorium. He goes, wrestling's still real to me, damn it. He starts having a breakdown because he thinks wrestling is real.
Uh-huh.
There's something wrong with that guy.
No, he's wearing an Affliction t-shirt.
Yeah, that's what
right?
I'm saying. Yeah, yes. He has a bunch of Affliction t-shirts. He's got the whole catalog. Look at that guy.
His closet's full of Affliction.
What do you think?
It's made for people.
I was going to say 15 to 20%.
Get out of here. 80% don't have any Affliction t-shirts.
I guess I just don't know the fans real well. I don't go to a lot of wrestling events.
Nads claims he watches the
wrestling fan, Jeffrey. And Jeffrey is...
Nads, you were recently there. What would you consider the amount of Affliction shirts you saw?
There wasn't that many Affliction shirts. Again, I only started paying attention to professional wrestling basically after my brain injury, so I feel like I probably have some Affliction shirts in my closet.
Look at that example.
Did you see the... I don't know if you guys saw the video going around yesterday. There was a... Saudi Arabia, the prince over there, he put on his own WWE show. He just paid millions of dollars to have these guys there. And there's like the greatest clip of all time. But he also requested three wrestlers, The Undertaker, The Ultimate Warrior, and Yokozuna. Two of those three are dead people.
The Undertaker's not dead. Oh, okay. You're talking about Warrior's dead and Yokozuna.
Right,
okay.
Yokozuna's passed on.
Did you see the video?
Is this the guy who fell out of the ring?
Yeah, I can't pull anything. But yeah, he was running.
He was running to the ring, and he tripped, and he landed underneath the ring.
He ran. He was
no
running
way!
So, he was running so fast, he slid, and he just kept sliding underneath the ring. And it was just, how many people were in the crowd for that?
About 70,000 people was estimated.
Oh, I thought it was just a private showing for the Saudi prince.
It was in the stadium, and it was approximately 70,000 people.
Is this on TV?
This was on the WWE Network.
Oh, I thought
I did not have the opportunity to watch it because I was, in Indiana.
Uh-huh. Mikey in Rochester, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Mikey.
Hey, guys, what's going on? I'm actually a wrestling fan. I've been a wrestling fan my entire life. Not too afflicted, I don't think. But going to some events and live events around Rochester and stuff, there is a lot of people that need supervision that watch wrestling. There's a bunch of people that stay screaming at the ring the entire time thinking that these guys are really doing it. The amount of people that actually think that it's real when you're there is just appalling. Like, I'm shocked that there's this many people out there that think that wrestling is real.
Well, this is what made me think of that. Like, you were talking about going to Orlando, and is Jeffrey going to get, he said he's fine. It'd be the same to him, he said, if he can't get into the building, it's just as good to get a selfie out in front of the building.
Yeah, I'm just saying it's not.
And I'm like,
not,
really? It's as good as a selfie out front of the building is the same as going in the building and getting in the ring?
I would prefer to be able to go into the building and do a workout with some of the trainers and all that. That would be awesome.
But then you told me that a selfie in front of the building is, quote, just as good.
Let me clarify that. If I can't be able to facilitate that, yes, then I would get a selfie with the building.
So people think he's trained there, right?
No, I'm just saying, hey, look, I got a chance to see it.
Well, how about not a selfie? What if you're like walking into the building and I'm like, we can take a picture from behind of you walking into the building to make it look like you're going to train
before security,
sweet, right?
Before the security grabs me and throws me out of the building, and I land flat on my head and crack my skull open like an egg.
Any chance you can see any wrestlers there? Will there be anybody famous?
Some wrestlers do work out there. If they're rehabbing an injury, yeah, they'll work out there. I know the Rock and Roll Express were down there maybe last year. Helping the Ricky Morton, Robert Gibson, Rock and Roll Express. They were just recently inducted to the WWE Hall of Fame.
Uh-huh.
And they were imparting some of their knowledge of tag team wrestling to the guys.
But isn't this just bizarre? Like, this is so strange to me. Like, and by the way, people are sending me text messages about Affliction, and it's an MMA company, not a WWE.
Those people all have Affliction shirts.
You're not understanding.
You
here,
are afflicted.
You are who we're talking about.
Like, Doogie wasn't getting that at all.
No, she does not get what we are, trying to say here.
Yeah.
I love that introspective look on Dude. She's like,
she's
looking up, you know.
But right I guess go back and I mean, I'm telling you, it's just nonstop. How many? Let me pose this question. How many Rovers Morning Glory fans?
Oh, we have the same number.
Afflicted.
It's the same amount. I think it's the same amount.
70%.
Yeah. No, I'm saying
40.
40.
40%. Uh huh. Wear Affliction T-shirts.
Yeah,
right?
Downs with the lingo.
Right, yeah. All right. Someone sent me a text message. They wanted me to ask Snitzer why his internet company is calling. I don't know. Maybe he discussed this on the after. I don't know what this is in reference to. But why is your internet company calling you, Snitz?
I think we talked about it before. It was a while ago when my I was maybe possibly downloading something.
What, porn?
No, like a movie or something. This is a while ago, but before I got all the services and stuff. Before, you know, I saw the light and Rover pointed me in the correct direction where you pay for all your media.
So you were pirating stuff and your internet provider called and said, knock it off?
Allegedly. Yeah. But what I said on the phone, I think I mentioned this on the aftermath. What I said on the phone was, you play dumb. You go, what? Oh, I don't know. Maybe my kid is, I have a teenage son. Maybe he's doing something. I'll check. And
Snitzer act like the old man because he's old enough to be the old guy. He's like, uh-huh. He basically pretended to not even know what a computer was or what Google was or anything, and then immediately passed all the blame to his children,
of course,
for whatever crimes he's committed.
Basically, like, the feds came and arrested his child and Snitz threw his kid under the bus.
Hauled him away, I said, hey, good. All right, no, I just, you play dumb and like, oh, I'm sorry, and then they cut you some slack.
They let you go? No fines, no nothing, no investigation?
No, they give you a warning. Because they cut off your internet. And why is my internet off?
Yeah, what's the site?
He must have been doing something.
No. Yeah. No, you do one Disney film, and that you get a letter. I have a letter from Disney.
I got a letter whenever Hurt Locker came out.
Yeah.
And I downloaded that one, and I got a letter just a couple months later. And I think that was when I stopped doing it because it freaked me out.
Yeah, specific to that one thing. Yeah,
and they knew what you were doing. And
I just got a letter. It didn't say Hurt Locker, but I knew what it was. Because there's a big news story going around that Hurt Locker was sending letters out. When I got it, I went, okay.
Mine had the name of the file and everything. They knew exactly what I downloaded.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It from a certain site?
I think, yeah, probably like a Pirate Bay or something like that. But it was definitely a specific movie.
Huh. But I was scared, yeah. So then
I stopped, yeah.
All right. So Snitzer's
seemed a little different. Snitzer seemed like the amount that was happening.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I mean,
his internet was like, what's going on?
To get a phone call, like, he must have been using so much bandwidth. He was seeding all of these, too. He's uploading, like, 50 different movies. He's probably got a whole library.
I don't seed at all. I called them because they cut off my internet. And I said,
oh, they cut. Whoa, so they didn't call you.
No, I called them because, you know, I got that letter in the mail that Disney, you know, they said they're going to, because Disney found out that I was downloading whatever movie it was. And then they cut off my internet. My service provider did. And I said, I called them. I was like, why is it called off or whatever? And they told me, and it's like, oh, and that's when I went into the thing about my.
So they actually just cut the internet from your house.
Because the amount, they had to stop it at the source.
That's extraordinary. I've never heard of that before.
Yeah, you just have to do one movie. So.
One movie?
Movie was it?
I think it's got to be more than.
No, that's the reason they cut it off, is that specific one.
What movie was it?
I don't actually remember.
Frozen?
No, Frozen. No, it was like a Disney company, so it might have been like a Marvel thing even. So.
Oh.
I mean, really? Have you ever downloaded a movie illegally, Dieter?
Not download, but somebody might send me a link of something that is coming out,
uh-huh.
And you click on a certain website and you can watch it.
Uh-huh. And so, they didn't cut your internet?
No, that's what I'm saying. No, you click on the link, you could actually just start watching. There's no download. You just like start to watch it live,
uh-huh.
Right? And I never got a call or anything.
Wow.
I think everybody's done that.
Of course.
All right.
But so to do anything that hasn't. Did you download it to your, and then you watched it later, Snitz?
Of course.
Okay, that's what he's doing wrong. Once you do that.
I don't know if that would really.
Well, it depends on the company, because some companies go after it. And if they're on that day, if they're looking at Pirate Bay or whatever, they're looking at who's downloading whatever, they'll get you. So don't do it, kids.
Vince wants to know, why isn't he using a VPN?
I am using a VPN now.
Oh, now. So now you haven't stopped. You're using a VPN.
I have stopped. Of course I've stopped, but I'm using a VPN.
Wow.
Does a VPN cost money?
There'd be no reason to use a VPN if you're
privacy,
if you're
dude. I don't want anybody to know where I'm going.
Uh-huh.
Does a VPN cost money?
And by the way, I don't know. If the government really wants to know what you're doing, that VPN is not going to.
But this is not really the government.
What is a VPN?
Bamboozled them.
What is a VPN?
Virtual private network.
What is that?
Essentially what that does is you log on to that, and then that is what is accessing the site or the file that you're downloading
and
or whatever.
And it claims you're in Russia or something?
Then when they check, you claim you're from anywhere, right? Most of the time you want to do it in the U.S., like if you're trying to use, for instance, you could be out of the country, and Netflix will block you from watching stuff because you happen to be traveling in England. So you log into a VPN that's in the United States, so it looks like you are located in the United States, and then the VPN essentially just relays that.
I know
to where
a lot of people
are.
Do the opposite of that on Netflix. If you have a VPN in the United States, you pretend you're from England because they have different shows. Or if you're in Sweden, mm-hmm. they get different movies that somehow aren't released here. So mm-hmm. then you get to unlock all of Netflix, just depending on what country you claim to be in at the time.
It seems to be. I mean, I don't know. It just seems like people spend a lot of time trying to game the system. It's a lot of work, it seems like to me. But I mean, I don't know. I guess Snitz is what VPN are you using, Snitz?
It's a really good one, a paid one. So
what's it called?
It's TorGuard.
So. TorGuard?
TorGuard, yeah.
TorrentGuard.
Torrent.
That's not Torrent.
TorRentGuard.
No, it's Tor. Download Tor. It's not for Torrent.
Yeah. Torrey's Guard?
That's bad.
Well, you guys don't know, so it's all right.
Torrance, California. Torrance Guard. Okay.
You guys don't know about the onion, so fine.
The onion? You're in the dark web?
That's what it's from.
I love that newspaper. The onion is great.
get all my news from there.
Now, how much do you pay for this?
It's like $45 a year, so it's not that much.
Oh, that's cheap.
Yeah.
And you could just be torrenting after that?
You can if you want.
You can if you want.
You can go to other sites like that. The BBC like web page, they won't let Americans in to get that free
Planet
streaming.
Earth. Yeah. Because they drop Planet Earth 2 or the Blue Planet 2.
Uh-huh.
Those come out. You can't watch them because it knows you're in the United States. But you can.
That. Yep.
Oh, cool.
Okay. All right. Doogie, can you do a quick shizzy for us?
Yeah.
Hit a shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
Federal authorities say that dozens of people associated with white supremacist gangs in North Texas, they've all been arrested on charges of drug trafficking and also a kidnapping that included using a hatchet to chop off the victim's finger. So we have 57 of these white supremacist gang members that have been arrested. An off-duty police officer in suburban New York decided to jump on a coyote in order to save a little girl. So they were at a playground, and an off-duty cop with his family, they saw this coyote lurking in the woods. They get into the car when all of a sudden they hear screaming. So the cop runs over and just jumps on the coyote, who at the point of this was already on the little girl, the five-year-old girl. So it was a mom and two kids. And all of a sudden, the coyote jumps on the little boy, who was three. The mom starts kicking it and getting it off the kid. Bites the mom, I think. And then it bites the five-year-old girl when the cop jumped on the coyote and just throttled it in order to save the kid. And all of them got rabies shots, and they were able to get out okay. But it was because of this man. He saved this little girl and this family because he just jumped on a coyote. Would you guys do that?
I'd rather fight a coyote than a pit bull.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
I mean, a coyote's not...
I mean, they have sharp fangs, don't forget, Rover. They're fighters. But a pit bull, you know, they say with that damn lockjaw, which some believe, some don't, if that gets on you, I don't know how you're going to get that off.
And a coyote is like weighs less,
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
You know?
This story reminds me of Jeffrey. Jeffrey, did you pack your jorts to go to Florida?
Most jorts are in clothing heaven.
Oh.
What do you mean?
I remember when the I think the back pocket got slashed. They were no longer wearable. And
oh, the JNCO jorts?
Yeah, the JNCOs I used to have.
Okay. You farted so bad it split out the back.
Oh, yeah. I don't know about that, but I bought some new shorts before I came.
But not jorts.
Not exactly jorts.
Okay. There's a 31.
Close to it, but they're more.
Okay. There's a 31-year-old guy named John O'Donnell. He's from Raleigh, North Carolina. He broke into his female neighbor's apartment while she was sleeping over the weekend, and he stole just one thing. There was one thing that he wanted. Why are you giving a weird
panties.
Look over?
Where is he from?
Raleigh, North Carolina.
Rally is what she said.
Yeah, she said rallies. She said, I thought she meant the fast food.
All right, go on.
He stole jean shorts. So it was jorts that he stole. So they think that it wasn't panties. They think he had some type of fetish. And he is
jean
facing
shorts.
A felony charge for first degree burglary. And he's in jail. $50,000 bond over one single pair of jorts.
Wait, they were her jean shorts?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yep. What's the story about this California rapper ordering... he has ties with Snoop Dogg ordering a Crip Alert for Kanye West. Did you see this, Dieter?
I think that this guy doesn't like that Kanye West is supporting Donald Trump.
Correct.
Yeah.
And so he wants the Crips to kill Kanye West.
Yep.
And he warned Kanye West, don't come to
Long Beach.
Long Beach.
Stay up in
Calabasas with all those rich whiteys up there. And so Kanye's been put on notice.
What do you do if you're Kanye West? How afraid are you?
Not go to Long Beach.
I'd be
He's
nervous.
Got bodyguards now.
He does?
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah. So that's out there.
I think he always has had... He's probably always had bodyguards, right?
I mean, three or four of them?
Yeah, I don't think they changed anything because of this.
Okay.
Who's this?
Kanye and Rihanna.
Okay. There you go.
I know. It's kind of hard to tell because we have the Shizzy music bed playing playing at the same time.
I'm mixing. I'm what? DJing.
Go up higher and lower. She's pushing the one thing up and down. Look how bad. Look how stiff you are.
Thank you, Douchey. Thank you, Douchey.
Experience Rover's Morning Glory like never before with the RMG app. Stream audio and video, access your RMG Plus account, and more. Download it for free in the App Store today.
All right, we do have the aftermath coming up. We'll tell you about that, what's coming up on RMG Plus shortly. We'll come back. We'll give some stuff away. We are live in Virginia on board Rolling Glory 1, which is fueled by TA and Petro Stopping Centers on our way to West Palm Beach for a festival there, Sunfest. We will be right back and wrap everything up after this. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory.
RMG is in BFE. Now back to Rolling Glory 1. Fueled by TA and Petro Stopping Centers on Rover's Morning Glory.
We are in Virginia right now on our way to West Palm Beach on board Rolling Glory 1, fueled by TA and Petro Stopping Centers. We'll be here today, leaving this evening, and then we're going to be in Savannah, Georgia tomorrow. Maybe we'll do a fan meetup in Savannah.
That's a fun street, whatever that street is they have down there.
That old-ass, like, cobblestone street.
Yeah, I don't know what it is, but that's sweet.
Maybe we'll do a fan meetup over there tomorrow, so listen for that tomorrow morning. I know, Charlie, you said we should, a lot of people listen to the podcast, so we should always give a day in advance, a heads up.
Yes, so probably on that street, I'd assume, right?
Yeah. So you'll have to listen to the show live tomorrow to find out if we're going to do a fan meetup in Savannah. What do we have to give away, Doogie?
We've got some Rob Zombie tickets. They're touring Rob Zombie and Marilyn Manson, so you can win tickets to see their co-headlining Twins of Evil tour. That show is Tuesday, July 17th at Blossom Music Center. You can also get tickets on sale now at LiveNation.com. But first, try to win them. Caller 30 right now, 1-866-YO-ROVER, 866-967-6837.
All right. Good luck to you. The Aftermath is coming up on RMG Plus. If you're not a subscriber of Plus, sign up now at roverradio.com so you can watch or listen live. What do you have coming up, Charlie?
We're going to talk about Snitzer using the dark web. Does Doogie have hepatitis? Oh. And should Jeffrey drive for Uber? All that and more coming up on The Aftermath.
All right. That is on the way. Sign up for Plus now at roverradio.com. Let's see what else. I think that's pretty much it. We are heading down to West Palm Beach. Yes, go
ahead. I'm sorry.
Douche.
I'm going to be calling into the penthouse on Real Radio in about 20 minutes. I'm going to talk to the guys over there, Greek, and who's the other guy, Johnny?
Oh, Greek's pretty cool. I met him.
What are you doing? Why are you calling into their show?
Oh, I'm a hot commodity. I do the Love Doctors. I do the penthouse. Yeah. I'm going to talk to
the guys. Who are you sitting in on, the midday or afternoon show when you come down here?
I'm sitting in on Friday. I'm going to do middays on Friday, and their girl is going to do mornings with you guys for Friday's show.
So the same show?
It's a show swap, basically.
Yes. No, but the same show.
Yeah, same show that she's getting ready to call into right now.
Okay.
Is she really, even when she's not talking back and forth with us,
yeah.
Just the fact that we're on the bus, she talks.
Huh?
Like this, like she cannot figure out things.
Bad.
Like, there is no delay. It's just her talking normally. It's really strange. Anyhow, so we're on our way down to West Palm.
What day is Doogie? Are you coming?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow night. You'll be here Thursday.
Yeah, so I will do the show until 10 a.m. here, and then I'm going to head to the airport, and then I land in Fort Lauderdale around 3:30. And then I'm getting on a bus, and I'm heading over to you guys, West Palm, and then
Wait a second. Why are you leaving the show at 10?
Yeah, my flight is like 12 o'clock, 12:20, 12:40.
Why wouldn't you pick a different flight?
Because I wanted a straight-through flight.
Oh, who paid?
I bought this. Thanks, Dieter.
And your card?
Wait, you're going to Fort Lauderdale? That's where you're flying into?
It was cheaper.
That's what she said. She said she was flying into Fort Lauderdale. She could hop a bus to get over to West Palm Beach.
I don't see. Do she paid with her own credit card or this work credit card?
No, I paid with my own card. It was like $256 bucks.
What airline are you flying?
Spirit.
Okay, all right.
Why?
Cheap there.
Well, that's not the one that was on 60 Minutes. There's Allegiant that was on 60 Minutes.
Oh,
they just had another.
Never mind. Sorry.
They just had another. They had to have an emergency landing.
Wait, what flight?
From, I believe, from Fort Lauderdale to Flint, Michigan.
Allegiant.
Orlando to Flint, Michigan. Allegiant. Yeah, they just had an emergency landing yesterday. Heat sensor saying that there was the temperature in the cargo bay was too.
So
you know, like a fire sensor.
Is this place just going to. Is the plane just going to crash? Is that what they're just waiting to happen?
Spirit Airlines flies Airbus 320s.
Okay, again, we're not talking about Spirit. Allegiant.
Allegiant, yeah. I think that's
they're just going to stay in business until they crash, then they're going to go out of business. That's their just goal like right
what
now?
With that's what that other Florida airline did. What was that one called?
ValueJet.
ValueJet. That's right. That flew into the swamp.
Did everybody die in that?
Yes.
Yeah. That was big. That was like one of the worst airplane crashes of that period.
What year?
Oh God, it was like so. Kind of late 90s?
I kind of remember it.
People, sometimes they rail against government regulation. You need government regulation when it comes to planes. I'll give you an example. This Southwest Airline thing that just happened where the woman was sucked out, that's the first death Southwest Airlines has ever had in their history. And they've been around a long time. First death. But it's the first death in the past 8 years on a U.S. carrier. Now, how do you get to that? That is an incredible safety record. That is because of government regulation. But that 60 Minutes piece that they had has shown that they've decided to, instead of enforcing it, I don't know, I don't want to say it the wrong way, but instead of like proactively and fining these guys and enforcing it, they're more like just sending warning letters now. It's not... They don't have a lot of teeth when it comes to these things. So that's why this Allegiant has just been getting away with stuff left and right. And I would be worried. I don't think I would fly that airline after I saw that report on 60 Minutes. I would never fly that airline, as a matter of fact. I'll take a stand. Why is that, Charlie? Why are you?
Because that's the one I take all the time because it's so cheap. It's so cheap.
Yeah, I'm looking at the flights, for instance, from home to Fort Lauderdale. JetBlue is these are the lowest prices available, and this is for 1 month from now. JetBlue is $362.
Damn.
Spirit is $257. Allegiant is $130.
Exactly. So you look at that and you just go, "Wow, that's great."
But I might die.
They don't take off on time. You have to go to strange airports. None of it makes sense.
At a point, you.
No, I agree.
You realize, like, it's better to spend the extra money.
Well, I didn't know it was that much different than Spirit. Because Spirit's, a thing that kind of nickel and dimes you the whole time, too. Allegiant's the same way. And I thought, it's just like Spirit or another value thing. This is ultra value. And I didn't really know it was that dangerous until you mentioned the 60 Minutes thing, which I haven't watched yet.
Yeah, go back and watch that. I don't know as if you're going to be flying Allegiant ever again.
Yeah, because that's what
spend $100.
You know, of course, after you saw this, I didn't see this. Yeah. I just went, you can't be that bad. You're an airline, right?
Yeah.
We can't be that bad.
Jeff Jr. says, weren't those people in that ValueJet plane crash eaten by alligators in the swamp? Maybe their bodies, but I think they were killed in the plane crash, the fiery plane crash into the Everglades, not so much getting eaten by alligators. All right, that's it. On that note, that rosy note, we will be, I don't know what travel could be more dangerous than what we were doing last night. Allegiant Airlines, probably much safer than what we were doing last night. I could not sleep last night because it felt like we were careening off the road.
Yeah, I only sleep for a half hour at a time, if I even get that.
Until we stop. Then I'm out like a light.
But then when you only have an hour to sleep, we're here.
Exactly, right.
But there was a point we were like tilting. I mean, the whole bus was like on a diagonal.
Oh, yeah, I had to grab the window to make sure I don't roll out.
Yeah, you know it's bad when you do the grab.
All right, so we'll be back on the road tonight. Have a great day. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning live from Savannah, Georgia. It's Rover's Morning Glory.
Bye.
Rover's Morning Glory.